The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
The quarterback, two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Okay.
He gives the ball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about fake. He pretends to fake.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
It's not like you could use a shower. Oh, listen. You can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
Paul Perillo.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.
And Andy. And Andy?
There, girl, you're seeing.
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
Andy Hart.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I liked them too.
Eric Scalavino.
I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
For now, anyway.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now, please.
Not yet.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Oh, no! We suck again!
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It's going to be a good show. We finally have real practices to talk about. Four, to be exact. The Patriots opened camp last Thursday, and they've had practices Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They had yesterday off, but we've got plenty to talk about here in PFW in Progress. We'll do that until 1 o'clock, at which time Bill Belichick takes over Patriots.com. He'll have his live press conference, and then we'll be out to practice for 1:30. So it's a big day here at PFW Progress. Andy's here. The intern's here. Eric's back.
Blah, 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 blah.
Took yesterday off, a day of Eric. Paul's here. Kevin's in the booth. And joining us from Connecticut is Mikey Vandalism.
Premium guest.
We'll hear from him
a
little
bit. He brought
his friend,
too.
And then later in the show.
Joe.
I don't know if his friend's premium or not.
You premium?
Jackie UK will be stopping by to say hello. Newest addition to
see what you did there, Fred.
Newest addition to Patriots Today. So she'll be introducing herself at around, like, I think, around 12:30.
Okay,
she said she'd
Something
be stopping
forward to.
In.
And her accent, yep. Y'all come by now. You hear?
Yep. So I think she's been doing a good job.
Took Tremendous. Me at least 10 seconds to get the UK reference that you guys laughed at immediately.
You know, that's weird because usually I'm the one who doesn't know people's names.
So I think that that's a tough role to
especially
fill.
Carrying Eric through the first couple
But I think
today's.
She's doing a good job, and I think as she gets more and more comfortable, I think we're going to see big things. Now, why is that funny? Why is that funny?
Because you meant it to be funny.
I expect
you know
Paul,
what you meant.
I think Paul
Fred.
Just died and had a heart attack.
I said I expect to see big
did you,
things.
Did you have to spit out?
I like breasts.
No, I'm
okay. Passionate
you
about
swallow?
Breasts.
Wait a minute. That has nothing to do with anything.
All
I'm
well
saying
done.
Is that we expect to see big things from Jackie UK.
How long did you think of that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was,
I really don't. Right.
That was utterly brilliant in its simplicity.
Yes.
That was
tremendous.
One of the best things that you've ever said.
Just proving it's the simple things that get the biggest
I don't know what you guys are, you know, you're warped. You're just warped.
Right.
It's just, all right. Anyway.
Are you going to tell her later when she gets here we're expecting to see big things?
Why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Again, you're going to hijack the American language so that you can have your dirty ways. All right.
Dirty ways.
Web radio at Patriots.com.
She is actually very good. I've been very impressed with her first, whatever, four or five
and
shows.
And it's
not
an easy thing
easy.
To do to start right in the middle of training camp like that,
and
right as training camp starts. That's
presence.
Not an easy thing.
Yes.
She has an on-camera comfort level or vibe. I'm not sure what it is because I'm not going to pretend she knows the Patriots inside and out yet and all that, but she's comfortable on there, and you're listening to her, and you kind of trust her. I don't know what it is exactly, but she has it.
She has an air about her, and you know, during practice, she's taking notes. She's asking questions.
She's sitting with you, which worries me, but
I'm helping her out. I said, you know.
She has Robert Gallery in the Hall of Fame.
I pointed out to her like Saturday. I said, you know, notice that, you know, all the fans obviously are cheering for the wide receivers here. But look where Bill Belichick is. He's over with the offensive and defensive linemen one-on-ones. So you might want to mention that that's what he's paying attention to.
Good friend.
You know, so helping her out a little bit. But she's doing a great job. And we'll hear from her later in the show. Webradio at patriots.com is the
email
address.
Hopefully around lunchtime so I can take a break.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. So what do you think so far?
Wow, that was open-ended.
Well, what do you think so far about the
practices? The offense is going to be phenomenal. I'm on board. Brandon Lloyd looks great. Aaron Hernandez, as I expected, he's going to catch 100 passes. A little worried about our last viewing of Gronk when he had his first bad practice in a Patriots uniform, but I am sold.
He's human.
He's
human. We know that now.
And Fred brought up a good point. He had that laceration the day before.
Yep.
Maybe he was a little out of it. Who
groggy.
Knows? Yeah. But
Gronk, a little groggy?
Yeah.
You never know.
I don't know how you'd tell with him, but
right.
I'm all in on the offense. Best offense in football this year. Book it. You know, get your 5,000 yards.
Are you not all in with what seems to be the area of concern, the offensive line?
No, I'm all in. Yeah. I mean, they have, to me, like 17 guys who've started in the league. They have pro bowlers. They have high draft picks. And they have the best offensive line coach in football. And by the way, I've never seen the Patriots offensive line be a problem, ever, under Dante Scarnecchia. They're never a problem.
I said to Andy this morning, I'll go all the way back to 2000. Bill's first year was the last time consistently the offensive line was a problem.
Before they solidified it with Saleh Asaya and Joe Andruzzi off the street.
Well, that was part. You know, Saleh Asaya was part of the lack of solidification.
Well, except for that one game in 07, which shall not be mentioned.
No, but I'm saying consistently, week after week, with it having a hard time keeping the quarterback upright. And you know what? Part of that might even have been Bledsoe. I mean, you know, Brady got sacked a lot his first year in 2001, but since then he really hasn't. You know, it's been down around like the 20s.
Right, and we blame the quarterback usually because we blamed Matt Castle early on.
Oh, yeah, Castle,
front.
It spiked up into the 40s when Castle was here.
Right, you hold on to the ball too long, you're going to get sacked.
Right, but other than that, I'm not worried about the O-line. Paul was telling me, I didn't read it, that the Herald
the
had
Herald
five,
had five
things
areas
to worry
of,
about.
Of things that they're excited about, five areas of concern, and their five areas were left tackle, left guard, right tackle. I mean,
stupid.
I think that's pretty silly.
Stupid.
How about the defense? What are you guys thinking about the defense? And Eric, join in anytime you want.
Sorry, I'm going through the Twitter feed here.
Easy, new guy.
Defense. I'm very excited about the offense's potential to be better than they were last year. As difficult as that might be to believe, because they were so great last year.
Right.
I haven't yet gotten to that level with the defense, and I don't know if I will.
I mean, you
won't.
You can't until you see it on the field with the defense.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Well, there will never be a time where you say, is the defense as good as the offense? That won't happen. That's not going to happen this year. Eliminate that from your mind.
Yeah,
all you want them to
I want
do
them
is
to be
competitive
better.
And make a couple plays.
Yeah, right. I think they'll be better, but I'm still not confident about the secondary.
There's no way to tell.
Well, you can tell by what
there's a little way to tell when Brandon Lloyd is running by them every play.
Now,
we
now to be
that
fair,
he's going to be doing that a lot.
Well,
to
right. To be
most
teams. To be fair, this is one of the best offenses. It's
exactly.
Not the best in the league. So,
exactly.
Of course, when Jesse Hawley was running right by Devin McCourty, was a little.
I'm going to go with the opposite look, because I thought that McCourty looked pretty good last year in training camp, and thus far I have been unimpressed. So maybe that means good things are going to come. I don't know.
Yeah, he's made
really,
a couple plays.
I don't know. And I'm also wondering if I think his play has been worse than I normally would because of how badly I thought he played last year during the season. So, in other words, every time someone gets behind him, am I noticing it more because
probably.
Of the struggles that he had?
And just
last
like last year, you probably overlooked it because he was coming off a Pro Bowl season where he recovered and made interceptions and all that.
But,
so.
No, I will say this about
he
him.
Has had guys camp, behind him a
good.
Lot.
Yeah.
He has gotten guys to blow past him, but he's also made up that ground pretty quickly on some plays.
He's had a couple
Jesse
plays
Hawley.
Where
he's
he
had
got his hand in at the last second and broke up passes.
I don't like the pattern that's been established because in my opinion, it's a pattern that started last year. Consistently, the guy he was covering had a step on him, at least.
Yep.
And that's what I don't like. And I do understand what Eric is saying about the – I know he made a play on Saturday, I think, on Lloyd. And in catch-up, and he did the same thing to Hawley on Sunday that, to me, was all on – it was kind of like Lee Evans. It was all on the receiver. The guy's got to catch the ball. Why are these guys behind him all the time?
Yeah.
Is my concern.
Too early to tell on Steve Gregory, his contribution?
I mean, he's been out.
I mean, we know he's going to be probably the starter.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say.
I haven't really seen anybody on defense other than maybe Dane Fletcher and a little bit of Chandler Jones. Well, actually,
I wanted a stake in the secondary first before we moved up there.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't seen anybody in the secondary stand out.
He's been out there.
I'll tell you who I kind of like in the secondary in terms of new guys is Tavon Wilson. I think he's been
good to know.
I think he's had some range. He's been active. I'm really encouraged by how much reps he's getting with Chung and Gregory. They've sort of been rotating a lot. And a guy that Andy's going to try to talk to this week for the paper, Will Allen. He looks pretty athletic for an older fellow, as Rocky would say.
And he's a safety.
Pretty good for an older guy.
It's pretty clear he's going to be a safety here or a sub.
Yeah, not a corner.
Safety.
And I don't think you know, I don't think he's a lock to even make the team, Will Allen.
No.
He's pretty quick. He covers a lot of ground, and that's what I'm looking for in the safeties is their range. Can they get to make plays? Sometimes they were so late last year all the time, and that's been a little bit of a concern in camp at times too. But those two guys have stuck out.
All I care is that they play. Seriously, with Gregory, all I care is if he can start 14 or 15 games.
Light years.
I'm happy. You've made an advancement. I have a starting
safety. You've made a light years
improvement. Because I didn't have a starting safety. And I think we have to be careful. He's kind of a jag. I mean, he's not really. You didn't sign even a mid-level safety.
Gregory,
he's a lower end. A lower end safety who, yes, has started the last year and a half in the NFL.
Right, he's your typical NFL safety. I think there aren't a lot of really, really good ones.
I mean, he played next to one that's considered good in Weddle.
Yeah.
He's kind of a Robin, a second fiddle.
Yeah.
And so I really think you have to temper. Don't expect him to come in and all of a sudden he's the answer. He's what cures all the ills in the
second. The only thing
ask him to play.
The only thing that I'm encouraged by is that we're getting him theoretically in his prime, and now that he's been in the league for what is it, 6-7 years, he's at the point now where he's taken that next step each year. He's gotten better each year. He's developed into from a special teamer to a contributor on defense to a regular starter. Now he's the biggest free agent that they got in that area.
But he also played next to a guy who's considered an elite safety or close to it.
Well, maybe he can make Patrick Chung a little bit better. Who knows?
I think Patrick Chung has to make Patrick Chung better, and that'll make Steve Gregory better.
Maybe.
Moving up to the front seven, it has to be encouraging to see Hightower and Jones show up so early on the field.
Yeah, I think Chandler Jones actually had his best practice on Sunday too.
He
showed up in drills, one-on-one drills, and in the 11-on-11. He got in the backfield quite a few times, would-be sacks. They let the play go because it's training camp. They let the quarterback finish out the play. But he made some plays, surprisingly, in pass rushing because that wasn't his forte coming out of Syracuse. And Hightower's been involved, and it's kind of like Wilson, like Paul said. He's been there. He just hasn't really done anything to me that has been like eye popping.
Well,
which is fine.
The one on drill where he just bull rushed the fullback right into Ivan Fears and knocked Ivan Fears down.
He said the funny part is neither of us touched him. They claim that he was just like trying to get out of the way and stumbled. Yeah, they tweeted about it yesterday, and he said the funny thing is none of us touched him.
Yeah, but he did bull rush. Who was it, Fiametta?
No, it was Katani.
It was Eric Katani.
Yeah.
I mean, just plowed him.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
What?
You know
why?
You know what?
Again,
I like the way he
plowed him like a field.
I just like the way he moved. I was one of the things that I was really looking forward to at last Thursday when we talked about what we were looking forward to watching, and I kept saying I want to see a guy that's that big, and has the reputation of being athletic and being able to move, and he is. He can move. Eric's right. We don't get to see a lot of tackling, and I think his game is going to be a lot of that physical kind of on the edge game day stuff, like Spikes. You know, we haven't seen any of Spikes yet because of the coming
up.
We've seen him, but he hasn't done anything.
He hasn't practiced.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't done anything.
He hasn't practiced yet.
He's active.
I thought he was out
He's
there
in uniform,
Sunday.
But
no,
he hasn't
no,
done
he's
anything.
He's been out there in uniform every day, but he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything. Right.
Like, literally.
No,
he's not
participated in practice. He's been in uniform, but
he's watching.
Yeah, he's watching.
Which is weird. I don't know why he came off PUP.
It's almost like they wanted to make some sort of statement. You know, he's ready. He's not. That's behind him.
We just won't put him in live drills or 11-on-11 action,
but I like I'm very impressed with Hightower, and I agree with your overall point. It's really good to see both of those guys as involved with all the things they've done in team periods with the the regular, I want to say starters because I don't want to get in trouble.
Just say it.
But they've been out there with the first group, and that's really encouraging to me.
One guy have to be.
One guy who surprised me a little bit is Bobby Carpenter. And, you know, he's showed up. He's had to kind of take the place of either Spikes or Fletcher, who has taken Spikes' place in a lot of those reps. And he's actually done fairly well, I thought, so far.
As Carpenter, did I see him on special teams as well, playing a little special teams?
I leave that for you guys.
I would think.
Probably.
I mean, yeah. Played a lot of special teams in Detroit.
I think on kickoffs.
Yeah, he was out there.
He might have been. Maybe even on the punt team.
So. Yeah. I mean, he's got a high motor guy, long hair.
Albert Haynesworth doesn't care for him.
No. If you're on defense, if you have long hair, you automatically have a high motor.
Okay.
That's the rule.
All right,
webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Big crowds.
Huge.
That's another story.
Record
that's
crowds.
Been coming out. Started at 12, and it's been building up. I think Sunday they had like 15.
Well, 14, I think.
Something like 14. That. But, yeah, they've had in the teens every day of camp.
Yeah.
And it's even more astounding when you compare it to other teams around the league.
Well, I saw the Broncos were bragging they had 5,000.
Dolphins had 717.
But right? Other teams had, I mean, I think the Cardinals had 15.
And they're doing hard knocks.
Greg Bedard tweeted out how many of those were related to hard knocks.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's
so evidently
teams.
People don't go to practice in Miami.
But there are a lot of other teams that have huge crowds, too. There are a lot.
But it's still impressive numbers for.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not.
Practice.
Impressive numbers in some of the, like, I know that the Jets were getting like 2,500 to 3,000, which, you know, I think, Fred, this is like, they sound to me like Bryant College numbers.
Right.
Right. You know, I think there's a certain amount that you can sort of have when you're on a campus like that. They're in Cortland, New York, right?
Right.
The Jets?
Right now? Because I know that the Jets have training camp at a couple of different places.
No, I think
right
they
now,
went
they're
back to Cortland.
They're in Cortland. No, I mean, in the same season. They'll go somewhere else, too. They don't have the whole camp in one
summer,
place.
In one summer?
Yeah. They
like the Cowboys.
I don't think they have enough, probably, to have 15,000 people. Not that there would be 15,000 people there. I don't think they would in New York. I don't think that they're that rabid like we are here. So. Yeah, they're huge numbers that the Patriots are getting, and they're getting bigger every day.
Now, the
seems
Patriots
like every
next
day.
Week will have joint practices with the Saints, so that should be pretty big. And then they go to Tampa to have joint practices. And I hear the press, the public is not allowed at these practices.
Camp will be over by then.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hence why there is no
correct.
Public.
After the second
preseason
game.
Don't forget, that's the third preseason game.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, we were thinking, why isn't... Because they made an announcement, no public.
Right.
It sounded like they weren't allowing public.
Yeah, that's true.
Why.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, see, Paul always has the answers, things like that.
He thinks he does.
Well, yeah, I go with it. I have no idea. I have no responsibilities here whatsoever.
All right. Any other notes that you want to bring up before we get to emails? And maybe Mike Evangelism, we'll get him on the mic and see what he has to say.
I've seen a lot of screen passes since Josh has come back. And the running backs have looked good picking that up. Vereen and Ridley and Woodhead in particular have all done a pretty good job, I thought, running that.
Well, we didn't mention the running backs. It looks like Ridley, he's getting his shot to be the number one back.
And he hasn't fumbled yet that I've seen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was a fumble the other day, but I don't.
Hernandez fumbled, but
that was Hernandez.
Yeah, Mayo forced it, by the way.
That's what.
But Mayo's been very active.
When you don't make any plays, you have to start counting the ones you make in practice.
I am crediting, and it may be fairly or unfairly, I think Mayo's getting a little boost from the rookie. I think an edge, a boost, some little contagious. And I'm really intrigued. I want to see. I wrote about this in our preview issue. The SEC linebackers. I want to see Spikes out there because he brings that contagious energy and instincts and edge, and I'd like to see all three of them. So if he could, you know, get his ass in gear and get on the field, that'd be nice. But more importantly, we need to thank our listeners and our fans.
Well, I was just
that is the most important thing, because we asked them to vote in the CSNNE poll last week, and not only did they get us through the first round,
let's get some updated numbers here.
They have us in the second round, which I believe the voting ends today at noon. Absolutely dominating, wiping the floor with our competition.
Well, and we do thank them for that, and we want them to keep it up, because if this works out right, it could be Andy and Paul in the finals.
We are on opposite sides of the bracket.
So that would be unbelievable.
Phenomenal. And based on what they're showing me, they can do it. They have the power. If they choose to vote, we're going to go as far as they want to take us.
Right. So unbelievable effort
thank
by the PFW fan base. last week. Continues on CSNNE.com. And
even when he's trying to be serious.
When in doubt, add an N.
Fred, I have to say, beating Bob Ryan in the first round might be the my most memorable moment.
The pinnacle of your career.
Andy, you're up 92-8 right now.
92-8 for Andy.
Over the guy no one knows.
And Paul is up 77-22. 78-22. Oh, 78-22, yeah.
Over
my one
boss.
Is undecided.
plus or minus 3%.
But in the next round, Paul, assuming you get through, you'll be going up against Felger.
And I think Andy goes
Andy
up against Tanguay.
Against Tanguay. So that's
taking out the host.
Yeah.
That's really, if you win that it's over. Right?
Well, no. I think my bracket's easier than Paul's. He also has Curran in his bracket still.
Oh, you'll beat Curran.
He's got the kind of
well,
the
there's
whole
no question my
bracket.
I had Bob Ryan in the first round.
Right. So,
guy's a legend.
Good stuff.
Don't take it for granted, though.
The game
keep voting.
Passed him
thank,
by.
Thank
keep voting.
Luckily, he's in London and couldn't
thank
vote
Thank you,
for
PFW in Progress listeners. Keep voting and tell your friends to also vote. And
especially when they reset the bracket. We need those votes right away. Let's come out of the gates fast.
We can't have it anywhere near close because then
they'll fix it.
There'll be some manipulation involved.
Yeah.
So we have to have it
lopsided.
A mandate.
Right.
We have to have a mandate.
We quite frankly
Andy
need to
likes
ruin
having
their
a
little
mandate.
Game.
Right.
Often.
Right. Good, Eric. Good. Okay.
It's okay when he says about other people.
He's the only one who's allowed to make sophomoric puns.
We didn't mention Hernandez. Hernandez looks like a monster out there.
He's going to catch 100 passes.
I mean,
I'm all in.
I always say this, and you guys laugh. Does he look faster than last year? I think he looks a little faster.
Well, faster. You always think guys look bigger.
Right.
Oh,
well, I think Cunningham
faster,
looks bigger.
Cunningham does look bigger. I will give you
I
that.
I often think guys look faster in
doesn't
camp,
look better.
And it's
he
probably a product of the last time you saw them was after
three
know,
knee
20,
injuries
or 25 weeks of pounding.
Good
you know,
point.
And,
yeah.
the,
good point.
And then you see them come back a little bit fresh after whatever they had fixed.
But
you know, in the nutritional
right.
program,
now, I know it was deceiving last year, but I thought
what
after
you with
his
your fingers
rookie
there,
year, McCourty looked like a guy in camp that just got it and. Was having an easy time with everyone around him. Obviously, we all got fooled again but Hernandez looks that way this year. Like he's just a man among boys out there and just having an easy time with whoever is covering him.
People are still falling for the cutback.
Yeah, and now in his third year, just gets it and is, you know, now does that translate to what happens once the game starts? I don't know, but that's the way it looks right now at this point with Hernandez.
Yeah, if all their offensive weapons stay healthy, this will be a better offense than last year.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question, and I think part of it's the running backs, not just the passing.
No,
and Brady,
exactly.
You know, Brady was on Sirius, and we have some of that on Patriots.com. He said it. He said, look, we had Wes Welker, we had Gronk, we had Aaron, all inside guys. You know, now when they covered him, we'd go outside and Deion Branch caught passes out there. But, you know, we were an inside team. He basically said that. And he says now he feels with Gaffney and Stallworth and Lloyd, they're going to be able to go outside as much as they went inside last year.
Yeah. And Andy and I were talking on the podcast on Sunday night about adding the screen element to all of this. When they used to run the screen earlier, you'd know pretty much Kevin Fault comes in the game, it's either going to be like a draw or a screen or something like that. It was kind of predictable, but it was still effective. If you have guys like Vereen, Ridley, even Woodhead, who can run that play, anytime they're on the field, there's a threat that you're going to have that element to the offense.
Keeps them honest.
They were effective when it was predictable. Imagine how effective they could be when it's not, when you don't know whether or not they're going to either take the handoff or get a screen pass. And I think that's going to make the offense even better, too.
I mean, if they come close to being, you know, efficient in terms of their execution, I don't see how a defense can stop them. There's just not enough. You just can't cover everybody.
I agree with all of that. I'm not necessarily buying the whole demonstratively better than last year. I think that they are going. They have an element in the outside that I think is relevant that you talked about, Fred. I just think there's close to a finite amount of things that you can do offensively, production-wise. I mean, what did you say, Andy, the last couple of years it's been about 400 completions?
Oh, yeah. I put this on the blog. I was predicting the receptions for this year. And did you know in 07, he had 401 completions, and last year he had 398. So apparently a really good offensive season for this offense is basically 400 completions.
And I wouldn't expect him to suddenly have 500 completions this year.
No.
In other words.
No,
you know,
no.
It's going to be close to 400.
But you know
it's
how
just
it
going
is.
To be divided a little bit differently.
To me, it's you watch the games and you say, which offense was better, 07 or last year? 07 was better.
Totally agree.
They dominated people any way they wanted to dominate.
And that's what
that's what I'm talking about for this year. They're going to dominate because they're going to say, you do X and Y, I'll do Z. You do X and Z, I'll do Y. You do Y and Z, I'll do X. They can do anything they want.
But
and I think they did that last year.
But I think they
will be better this year. But I don't think it's going to be like, oh, my God, this offense blew away last year's. But, and I think that's the way everybody's talking.
I don't think it's going to happen. In terms of numbers, I think anybody who watches the games is going to
say
that's
a far better
offense.
But where I think there is room for improvement over 07, you know, if we're going to arguably the best ever.
Now we're jumping to 07.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be that good.
From last year.
But I think toward the end of 07, teams sort of gave
them
a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah.
And
so you don't think anybody's ever going to catch up to this offense?
I'm saying that's a room for improvement. If they can be more balanced than they were in 07, I think that's where, you know, toward the end of the season, teams may not be able to get the book on them.
And I'm not quite willing to go the 07 route. I think they're going to be much better than last year. I'll wait a while before I start talking.
And if they have a more effective running game, don't be surprised if those scores go down. Because they could
that's
be on the
what
field
I actually
longer.
Think was right. part of it.
In, time of possession,
time
could,
of possession
go
could go up. Yep. Scores could go down, but they could still dominate teams because they could have the ball for, you know, 9 or 10 minute drives.
I actually think part of that in 07 was just that, what Eric is talking about. If you remember, probably the only real stretch of consistency that Lawrence Maroney ever showed was December and in the playoffs of 07. He had like four straight 100-yard games in December and then into the early, I think, the first two rounds of the playoffs, the Super Bowl, he didn't have an effective game against the Giants, but that kind of knocks your numbers down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're not making, you know, they had so many big plays to Moss that year. Well, sooner or later, teams just said, you know what? I'm not just going to let you throw it up. I'm going to have three guys on him, and I'm going to make you do it another way. And they did. It just took them a little bit longer to score. Right. So instead of scoring 38, it went down to like 30 and 27. They didn't get shut down really until the Super Bowl.
Well, that Ravens game almost gave me a heart attack.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even then,
in the Philly
I think they
game,
scored 20.
Yeah. Came down to the end.
Yeah. Paul's got the media guide out.
27 they scored in that Ravens game. So, yeah, it was down. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But, you know, 27.
Teams would love to score 27.
27 is a pretty good output.
Sorry it wasn't 45-3.
Right.
You know.
But that's why they were so great. That's what I'm saying. You need to win games like that to be considered the same. And maybe part of that is also the defense to get those big gaps. But I just think, if you're a defensive coordinator, you look at this, you say, well, I'm going to let them run it anytime they want. But if they do, I mean, these guys aren't Benny. If you go with that theory, there's a chance these guys are going to break long runs.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't give up a big play in the air, but I gave up a 45-yard run.
Another thing that Brady said in that serious interview that was interesting in that regard was, you know, sometimes you have to go with what they dictate. You know, that's what we do in the passing game. We look for where we think we have the advantages. If they want to take away, you know, if they're doubling on the outside and they're bracketing underneath and they want to force us to run the ball, we're going to run the ball and we have to be effective, not just for 2 or 3 yards. And I don't think he meant that as a slight to Benny, but I think that happened too often last year. Situations where, you know, there's like 6 men in the box and they're running up the middle for 4 or 5 yards. That's not what you're looking for.
Right.
You know, that's on the surface, that's a nice gain, but they're looking to hit a crease there.
Sure. Getting to that next level, as they say.
Awesome. Raping and pillaging.
Speaking of CSNNE, Brian in Essex says, did you hear Andy yesterday on CSNNE?
Uh-oh, I did.
Apparently the Texans can easily beat the Patriots. What are your thoughts? Will the Texans roll over the Patriots?
See, that's not what Andy said, and this is exactly the way Garen Tagway said it. Andy said, I think that they could easily beat the Patriots. Not, they're going to beat them easily.
Right.
There's a difference there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he didn't say the Texans are going to beat them 45-10.
Any team, any given Sunday could easily beat
the Texans.
Could
show up and play a regular game and beat the Patriots because they have similar talent. I agree.
I believe one of my next sentences was, the thing they have on their side is they're a two-way team. They can play defense and
offense.
They're
a balanced team.
Until this team proves it can play both ways,
right.
I think you can be knocked off by a good team like that.
That's the comment that I thought could have gotten you in trouble.
What?
They have a defense.
I'll stand by. This team doesn't have a defense.
No, I know, but the way you said it was, you insulted them a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, maybe that'll make them.
Bit.
Maybe I'm like Tom Jackson. Didn't he try to like get people to play well?
They hate their
TV?
Coach.
Well, no, not that. Didn't he say something about the Jets and then later said I was just trying to get the Jets going?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to get them going, Paul.
What a clown!
Doubt
Tom Jackson.
I was really doubting him.
I used to like him.
We got a lot of good emails we'll get to in a minute. But, Mikey Vandalism, why don't you step up to the mic where
beat it, Darren.
Darren the intern is and say hello.
Hello.
Mikey Vandalism.
How old are you? Now, like 11?
Careful.
What's up, guys?
Now, if people haven't been listening to the show for a while, Mikey has for
just tore
a few
his ACL
years now,
hitting the,
been sending us premium audio. You kind of stopped doing that lately, though, Mike, right?
Yeah, I've stopped. I haven't had time.
You shattered our eardrums, too. I'm not going to lie.
How old are you? 11?
24.
Get the bleep out of here.
Wait, how old? You're 5 years older than him or 4 years older than him?
20. Wow. Yeah, apparently.
Wow. Well, that's good, because when you're 80, you'll look like you're 78.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got to stay youthful.
That'll be good. So, Mike, you're up from Connecticut?
I'm up from East Haven, Connecticut. I'm here for training camp today. We're going to check it out and see what the Patriots have.
And how long? Now, East Haven, that's down south.
But east.
Yeah.
East of New Haven.
Of Haven. West of here.
I would imagine
of Haven.
A lot of people in that area are maybe Giants or Jets fans. Is that
all
true?
Of them are. Pretty really? Much all of them are. I'm pretty much the only Patriots fan I know. He's a Dallas fan over there, so I don't really have any Patriots
last
fans.
Dallas fan that was in this building didn't work out too well.
You know why?
So when did you become a Patriots fan?
I remember watching the Super Bowl with Favre and when I was little, and I didn't really honestly get into football until about 2007.
Oh,
when
really?
It started going off, really.
So you're a Fred Kirsch bandwagon jumper.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
No. I actually was into wrestling and stuff. I didn't really get into football until recently.
Wait, wrestling, pro wrestling or college wrestling?
Pro wrestling. I did college wrestling also, but.
Yeah.
Oh, like you.
Pro wrestling.
Because a singlet.
Like
singlet.
He went to college.
Good stuff.
Where'd you go to college?
Who could take him down?
I went to Gateway in New Haven.
There's a college called Gateway?
Gateway. It's a community college.
They make computers?
Oh, it's a community college.
Seriously.
No,
you have to
computers.
Be a jerk to everybody.
I've never heard of the college before. And no. It's in New England. I've just never heard of it.
Wasn't what you asked. It was the tone in which you asked.
Exactly.
There was a tonality
Gateway?
Issue.
Okay. Well, sorry, you know.
Jerk.
I'm sure you got a good education. I'm not putting it down. I just.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. What do you do for
education.
Work?
I come in and listen to you idiots.
Pretty much.
All right. So you didn't get a quality education.
Actually, I work at a helicopter company.
Oh, really?
He builds helicopters.
No, I don't build them. You don't want me building helicopters.
Right, he
what do you do? Like
he
maintenance?
Washes helicopters.
No, I wash the blueprints.
Maintenance?
Okay, no. He makes photocopies kind of helicopters.
Pretty much.
Why are there so many helicopter crashes? People
don't
just
know.
Don't know how to.
Small planes that crash all the time.
Are there a lot of helicopters?
Way better than
I always hear of helicopters, especially in the military.
Well,
and they're supposed to know
how to. The sand gets sucked up in them.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what you make.
Oh, you work with them too?
Military.
Mikey now, brought a friend with him.
He's a little older, too.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
He's probably the same age.
Same
I was gonna
age.
Say.
Yeah.
Not buying it.
He grew, I didn't.
That's okay.
I know the feeling, my man.
Are you from East Haven as well, Joe?
I am.
All right.
Forever young.
I feel like Mike, the fresh.
Right. All right, well, thanks for
East Haven,
coming today.
And raised.
Not a problem.
Thanks for lunch, too,
and,
when it gets here.
Lunch, more importantly.
Not a problem, guys.
So, although, where is it?
Yeah, I'll thank you when I'm actually chewing on it.
I want these cookies.
Well, the cookies
last
are
week
good.
They overcooked them. I hope they don't overcook them this week.
Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Nick in Victoria, BC, says, the latest Andy versus Paul point-counterpoint is one of the best yet. Very difficult to choose.
Andy doesn't remember
first,
it.
First, I was all in with Andy. Then, the next sentence, I'm all in with Paul. After some more thought, Andy is right. Carter is the player I want back. Thinking that our two first-rounders can replace the production loss without Carter is a pipe dream and not fair to them. Carter was my favorite player on D last year, and his numbers, work ethic, along with experience shows you he can provide the leadership role this young D really needs. Like Andy says, bring him back now. So the point counterpoint
point
was who should
point.
What was the actual question that you guys debated?
Which veteran needed. Would be the most needed right now?
That isn't here. Right.
So Waters, Carter, maybe a running back.
I put Falk and Morris in the poll.
Okay.
It's Carter. No doubt.
I think the answer. Yeah,
Carter.
I think Paul took the
Paul took one for the team.
Yeah. The shaft.
But I do think that that Waters is a guy that they might need a little
speaking.
Bit more than even people, I will admit, even I've said. Because I think when you chip away a little bit, you know, that puts someone who you thought was going to be one of your depth players into the starting lineup. And the more you do that, the more you expose yourself to further injury being down a guy. I wouldn't want Ryan Wendell, even though he's one of the guys that we sort of point to. He started in this league. Mm. I wouldn't want him playing guard on a full-time basis.
But, I mean, he's still way down the depth chart. I mean, Fred has Robert Gallery in the Hall of Fame.
based on what he's done in the first 4 days.
Alongside Brian Finneran, right?
Wait a minute. He's not on Brian Finneran's level.
See, by doing this, Andy, you completely bastardize. You just hijacked the whole conversation. But now I'm forced to address, you know.
Fred. You know, Fred.
What?
Lighten up.
But I never said that.
Said not for nothing, but he's the best guard on the field.
We can't have a good conversation because
we get
sidetracked by the, you know, these.
All right, stop babbling and just express
the
your views on
Robert
Gallery.
The hyperbole that is Andy Hart. Yes, everybody knows that he exaggerates everything.
I think Gallery's looked really good. I think he's had his way with anyone that's in front of him. He just mauls guys and pushes them any way he wants.
So my point is, I have no doubt Logan Mankins is going to start at left guard. I'm fine with Logan. He's karaokeing, and it's even spelled the same way. Fred was questioning.
I was questioning that, too.
Yeah, it is.
I couldn't find anything, though.
Yeah. And
it's not karaoke. Is that something else?
What?
Karaoke.
I like it better when you don't talk.
don't
you go to a Coldplay
concert?
Well, you do
it at Williams, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, karaoke, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was spelled like karaoke, the singer.
I don't think it is.
I'll
look
spelled.
It up.
I haven't either. That's why I just went with that. And then when we Googled it, that's what it was on all the
strength
and
conditioning too. I mean,
drills. And,
just because it's
plus,
on the
you
internet.
Can find things in Google to be spelled the way you want it to be spelled.
But it was like unanimous and consistent.
I always thought it was spelled with a C, but.
I did too.
Yeah.
C-A-R?
Yeah.
The character,
but you C-A-R-O-I-O-C-A.
Nice job, Fred.
Karaoke.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, actually, Andy was describing the singing competition that was taking place on the field.
So we're going to get laughed at.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
By who?
By anyone that knows football.
No, because no one ever spells it. That's the problem. Everybody just does it.
I thought it began with a C, but I couldn't. I didn't.
Yeah.
I should have.
Yeah.
Way to go, Darren.
I did a quick Google, and I didn't. Yeah, I must have just put the cat. Never mind. I probably should have done something different.
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Anyway.
I would trust Wikipedia more
than just that.
Yeah, there are a lot of other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of other the other way, too.
Because it's probably talking about.
No. There's a million strength and conditioning references to karaoke spelled the singing way.
I would probably go with the C.
I would, too.
Yeah.
No. You haven't seen a C in quite some time.
Oh,
see, there we go.
Again, here
see,
we go.
He's the only one allowed to make sophomore.
I guess
puns.
Your mother's doesn't count, right?
Oh! Good, Eric!
Sadly, I'm not sure you could even get my mother.
Nobody would want to.
Hey,
that's not nice.
I'm really
not all mothers ride hogs like yours does.
I'm really uncomfortable with the ugly turn that this conversation
is taking. No, but Eric, I like this.
Spider.
We're laughing.
Spider. I said you don't take it from no one.
It's like Anchorman. Remember, we're kidding. We're friends.
No doubt, Mankins is your starter.
Watch laughing. Watch Goodfellas the other night.
In my opinion, you have two starters that I'm very comfortable with in Conley and Copen. Conley at right guard if you have to. And then your super sub, Robert Gallery.
Right.
Or if Robert Gallery starts it. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I think you have a little net before you even get to Wendell. And who knows, maybe Marcus Cannon is a guard. I still think he's going to end up a guard at some point.
Haven't been overly impressed with him individually. We haven't really talked about anything that we haven't liked.
That would qualify.
But he's only really played
since
tackle. Andy thinks he's going to be a guard.
I haven't been impressed with him at all.
But I gave him a pass last year.
Oh, absolutely.
You get a pass.
But not necessarily because
you're
of
on
that.
The field, you're healthy, you play.
But he had no real training.
He had
no chance to get prepared.
He had a lockout and he had cancer.
Formal training.
When I tried to argue that for Ocho Cinco, you didn't take it as an argument.
One guy was a rookie fifth round pick, the other guy is a 9-year veteran who's an all pro receiver.
It's different here.
Anyway.
My point being, and I know that you're
they're screwed at right tackle.
You're being the regular Andy Hart
that you want
to be.
Freddie, has Gallery played any tackle in your viewings?
I think he might have on the first day, but since then he has.
I have not
all interior.
Now, from how much
I have
you've
not
watched
seen
him and
tackle.
Broken him down, would you be comfortable with him as your starting right tackle if Cannon sucks and Vollmer's hurt?
I haven't seen enough to know that,
and
I don't want to
strike up the panic meter on the Cannon sucks.
I pose a hypothetical.
I just think
Cannon sucks.
He's looked a little slow and
gotten beaten a few times.
Gotten beaten in some of those one-on-one drills.
Because I think all of us are worried about Vollmer. Like,
he
uncomfortable saying Vollmer's going to be our right tackle. We're fine.
He also got pushed around a little bit. That strip sack of Hoyer.
Oh yeah.
Was
he was involved
who
in that?
Did
I think.
It. Yeah, yeah, but he was on roller skates on that play.
Big time.
That was full team.
We didn't mention Justin Francis. Who's had a really interesting, I think, camp.
Interesting is a great word. Well,
but he starts out on PUP, and then a day later is activated. So I'm assuming he failed the conditioning run, which is not a good thing.
And then begged his way to get back on. I'm going to pass it. Let me do it again. And he did it.
But now he's back out there, and he's laying people out, some of them late, some of them from behind, some of them questionable. He's low-fiving Steve Belichick after he's making plays. He's in the backfield. He's getting reps. It's just... there's a lot going on there for an undrafted rookie, and he plays with an edge. He's dirty.
And oh, by the way, he got carted off after one
practice. Oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot. He got carted off, nearly died, and then came back in full pads, wrecking everybody the next day.
We thought he was done.
He looked, I think it was cramps.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Who's that dude?
I have this thing. If you get carted off, you can't be in full pads ready to play the next day.
They would just show him working out with somebody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Especially when you're writhing in pain.
Like Logan Mankins looked like he was about to die last year or whatever. He didn't get carted off.
Yeah.
Actually, he did, didn't he?
No, he got helped off.
I thought he got carted off.
Because I think that you made fun of him last year
I'm
for the same
sure
thing.
He got carted off.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
And if he did, it was after practice. Because I remember him struggling to get out there, looking like he'd die and then get out there.
There was one time when they got penalty laps, and he was like struggling. He was way in the back, and that was the same practice. He went over, he took a knee, and then he started vomiting, and then the car came and got him.
Well, that's different. At least he vomited.
Jeez.
That's different. I like him.
Molly Triple X says...
just say it the way
Molly
it is.
Molly Triple X.
Yeah, that's pretty hot out there.
It might be kisses.
That's not Molly.
You know, Andy's always had
Molly Triple X.
Well, we have a Molly who's a 10-year-old, and I don't think...
oh, it might be her.
She mentions her
dad a lot.
Fred, it's probably the blowing kisses thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't say Triple X with a 10-year-old.
Can you tell us any more about why they didn't want Randy Moss back?
XOXO.
Dad thinks it was because Brady had stopped going to the open man and was looking too much for Randy and was a bit intimidated by him. Did Bill get fed up with him? We saw pictures of him in a holiday with Wilfork and Falk. Wouldn't he have been great this year back with McDaniels and the tight ends? Uncoverable, playing 50% of the snaps, so he's fresh for the playoffs. I don't know all this. Dad tells me to email you about it.
Well, I think they were concerned on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
The contract, the influence on young players, just the fit. And maybe part of the fit was the Brady thing. He's still trying to keep him happy by forcing it to him. But I think on a lot of levels they were done.
I think you're right, and I think that they were holding their breath from the moment they signed him that this could happen at any time. Right. At the first sign that it was starting to happen, they parted ways.
And he wasn't playing as well, too, so it made it easy. And then he didn't do anything when he left here, so they were sort of validated. Yeah. Now, he may have another rebirth. Everybody's raving about him in San Francisco.
They are, yeah.
He's the perfect honeymoon guy. You want him on the honeymoon. You don't want him for the rest of the marriage.
I'll tell you what, though. If he is still on his game by December... that's going to make for a good return to Foxborough.
See a candidate for comeback player of the year?
No. Peyton Manning wins it hands down.
Quitting is not something you come back from.
I didn't say he would win it. I said, is he a candidate?
He is a candidate.
No, he isn't.
Because I don't understand how you decide who is
part of that process.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So I'm asking, is he allowed?
Andy says no. Quitting
Fred
and giving up and being a baby is not something you come back from. Well,
I don't think he was a baby. I don't think he could get anyone to sign him
last year. Because he quit for the previous year.
I agree with you, Andy, but
I think technically he might be a candidate. He wasn't in the
league. Well, there is no technical. There's no specific. It's all up to every person who votes.
I
say he's not worthy.
It was a very, very bad
year. And I don't even have a vote. But
if he has a good year, he comes back from it.
If he goes out and catches 15 touchdowns, I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm just saying hypothetically. Let's say he has 75 catches for 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns. Peyton Manning has pretty close to a regular Peyton Manning year.
I think Manning wins
because of
the
bias.
Severity.
Because of bias.
Yeah.
Right?
No bias. I mean,
I think it's a real comeback.
Yeah.
One guy couldn't play because he had his neck and his career was almost over. The other guy couldn't play because he sulked and pouted and, you know, ripped buffet lines and
some voters might look at that and say, here's a guy who stopped caring, in quotes, so to speak.
No, I'm okay with no quotes. He stopped caring.
Okay, fine.
He wasn't
a guy who gave up and was so good that he was so good, even at his age, that he was able to turn it back on again and do what he did. There's an argument that could be made for it.
There is, but I still give it to Manning.
I would too.
Yeah.
I don't think you get awards for giving up. That's not right.
I have no problem.
Molly
I have no interest in the award, but I have no problem with your reasoning.
But to me, I mean, legitimately, a guy's coming back from a career-threatening injury.
You're
that's a comeback.
Right. I agree.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
That's why I think Manning gets it.
Yeah,
I think Manning's
going to get it.
And next year, Jake Ballard will get it.
25. I don't think Manning has to have a great year to win it.
Fred's having a great show.
Have we seen Jake Ballard? Have you seen Jake Ballard?
No.
I have not.
Molly also says, I'm going to get a Gronk shirt this year. Dad's going to get a Hightower shirt. Who are your favorite players and what shirts do you wear to games? Dad says if they win the Super Bowl, we're coming over for the parade.
We wear PFW shirts now.
Molly's from
now.
The UK, by the way. So,
Triple X.
Paul wears Reggie Lewis. Is that what it is?
No,
Dan
Ross.
Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe. Oh, Drew Bledsoe. Okay.
They're not booing. They're saying Drew.
Yeah, we're not allowed to wear jerseys to games.
Fred wears John Elway.
But who's your favorite players?
On Bo the Patriots?
Andre Tippett.
Carl Mecklenburg. Randy Gradishar.
True. let's see.
And we now wear PFW shirts to games that Fred so nicely purchased us.
Yeah, we have our polos now.
Yes, except Paul whines about it every day.
I was going to say, I have mine on. I'm the only one who wore the uniform yesterday.
Right, and Randy Moss showed up for games. He was still a pain in the ass.
I had my uniform on yesterday.
And nobody else did?
And they didn't.
Because we didn't have access.
And then I took a teasing shot at Fred. He got really serious and got mad at me.
He almost fired him.
Did you really?
I had to come in and say, I was just kidding. What did he say to you?
He wasn't actually mad.
He had a little edge to him, no?
No, he actually said, watch this.
Oh, okay. You sold me. It's been a while since I fell for one of those.
I missed it.
I was only kidding, totally.
No, Paul came
in. I came in and I saw they didn't have their shirts. I go, that's it. I follow the rules every day. You guys, this is my out. You guys don't wear them. I'm not wearing it anymore. And then I went into my office because, you know, I was just being typical Paul.
Because it was 10:15 and he needs to open his office door.
Evidently, I didn't hear the exchange. Yeah. He goes, watch this. And
so what did you
really, really seriously, he said, no, you're right. You're right. All right, that's the way we're going to do it from now on. All right, you're right, Paul. You're right. He had real tone.
Everyone else in the office getting all uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. There was a real fight going on.
It worked on me. I immediately went back. I go, Fred, I was just kidding.
No, I winked at Andy.
I didn't. I gave him one of those. I wasn't aware of that.
Dave in Houston writes in, football's finally back. I had almost forgotten what it was like to have new football material to analyze every day.
Quick timeout. Quick 20.
Yeah.
Just back to the jersey thing. I know Hightower, I believe, has said he's probably going to keep 45, but I'd be a little cautious about that.
Yeah, I don't think the league would go for that.
Because it's too low for a linebacker?
Yeah, I don't know that. Is he allowed to wear 45?
Well,
it depends what's available.
Yeah, like I think if you're one of those, like Spencer Larson, who could be a fullback or a linebacker, one of those guys could get away with it, but if you're a full-time linebacker.
And others are available.
And others are available.
90s or 50s.
90s or 50s or 90s available.
What did he wear at 30?
You can't wear that.
But that's college. That's different rules completely.
Right. So I would just, and I don't even know if we're selling him yet.
You can
yet,
wear one as a receiver.
I wouldn't go out and make a legitimate high top, you know, a $300 make your own. I'd wait till the season starts and see what he wears. Because people could get cut. I mean, Trevor Scott gets cut or something. You know, he may end up. You know,
is that what he wanted, 99?
No, that's what Jones wanted. So, say Trevor Scott gets cut, he goes to 99, and Hightower takes 95. I would just be.
Yeah,
I think he's worthy of a jersey purchase right. But I'd wait till September or October before I do it.
Dave also says, I know you are probably talking lots of Patriots this show, but I quickly wanted to talk about Tebow versus Sanchez. I'm already exhausted from the coverage, and what is worse is the same people that were telling me Tebow was horrible last year are predicting which game he'll be the starting quarterback. He'll take that job from Sanchez, and these are friends and family, not
Game
reporters.
Four.
Settle this argument once and for all. Is Tebow going to take over the QB position for the Jets at any point? Injury doesn't count.
Yes.
I would say yes.
Week four.
Really?
Week four.
I'm going to say no.
You think Sanchez is going to spit the bits that bad?
As soon as he starts showing any sign of sucking.
I think he's as soft
they're gonna
as can
make,
be.
They're going to make
I
a
agree
change.
With that.
But
I just
camp,
I don't
Tebow
think
– No, is markedly worse than Sanchez.
Well, he's always been markedly worse than every.
But the most popular player in any city is the backup quarterback. As soon as the starter starts getting terrible, they start calling for change.
Is the question when are they going to start calling for it?
No.
When is it actually going to
happen? I don't think he'll start a game without Sanchez being hurt.
Well, that's the answer then.
I think he will.
That's not the answer.
No, that's my answer. I'm saying
that's
a clear answer because the emailer is saying, barring injury, will he ever? Will at some point he take over?
I say yes.
See, I don't think under Rex Ryan he's going to do that.
I say definitively, yes. Eric says yes.
I don't think you can say barring injury.
And you are on the fence.
I think he's going to play, and they'll probably say his elbow is or something.
So they'll make something up.
Yes.
I think they'll see him in goal line.
But the email is saying that it's the same people that criticized him last year. They're not saying that Tebow is going to beat Sanchez out. They're saying Sanchez is going to suck.
Oh, so I feel.
And Tebow is going to end up playing because of Sanchez's inability to do the job.
I still think Tebow sucks every bit as he's ever sucked.
That's how Tebow got the job last year.
He's gonna
Kyle Orton sucked. You know, it's not like Tebow did all this stuff off the field, you know, on practice, away from the games. And just you had to play him. No, the guy that was playing wasn't doing it. And that's what people are predicting is going to happen with the Jets. It's going to be a circus. I mean, look, it's already a circus.
Right, and it's going to cost all of them their jobs in New York.
I think ultimately that may be the case.
Sanchez, Tebow,
Ryan
Tannenbaum.
However, I do think the team is better than it's being given credit for, talent-wise. I think that people are writing them off
because
way
of their
too
defense?
Quickly. I think the defense is better than it's given credit for, and if the offense can just not allow the other team to score as often as it did last year, it's going to be a better team.
I think Revis is going to have a down year.
As long as we have sound analysis that we're bringing to the table.
Andrew from Toronto, I was reading an article last night about Dante Hightower by Mike Reese. He seems really excited about what he's seen so far, something about forcing Welker off his route by 5 yards. You guys have been at camp. What do you think? If Hightower is the real deal, I think a starting lineup of Mayo at weak side, Spikes at middle, and Hightower at strong would be deadly. Also, Kyle Bowler retired yesterday. Sorry to see one of the best ever in the history of the game retire.
And you know who? He was with San Diego, I believe. You know who they signed to replace him?
KOC.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell.
Who's like Rasputin. He won't die.
That's his home. Those are why I know. But
to,
still,
he's did I miss? The league. Did I miss the joke on Kyle Bowler?
What about
one of the best ever?
He's sarcasm.
Yeah. No, he's but did someone like make a comment that this guy, like coming out, was he supposed to be?
He was.
No.
He was
one
a
of the
pretty
best
high,
ever.
He was a first round. Pick.
Oh yeah. No, I know that. But there's a million first round.
He was
picks
a highly recruited prep athlete, prep quarterback, and then he was a first round pick.
But did people call him the the greatest quarterback? You know, like Todd Marinovich to me.
Paul does not like sarcasm.
No.
He's people use sarcasm and it just sets him off.
No. You're missing my point. I understand if it was sarcasm. I was
fun of.
I was asking if it was sarcasm or there was actually something he was making fun of.
No, it's
there
just might have been pure sarcasm.
Because sometimes, contrary to your opinion, I don't know everything.
No, contrary to your opinion.
You're going to say, watch this.
Alex in Maryland.
You got it. You gave me the laugh right away. You knew what I was talking about.
Alex in Maryland writes in, I'm really excited that training camp's finally here. Is Maryland Dante Hightower Maryland? Really as good in practice as Greg Rosenthal of NFL Network says he is?
How would Greg Rosenthal know? Was he
hasn't
here?
Been here.
Rosenthal makes it seem as though Bill is going nuts over this kid. Anyway, part two of the Hall of Fame game.
I'm really starting to get – I wrote my commentary for the coming issue on Hightower. And now I'm sort of regretting it because now I have a feeling Bill's going to, like, throw cold water all over that at some point this week and make me look bad. Because I think he's been, you know, as exciting as any of the new guys that have been out there. It's been exciting to watch. But, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Do we know that Greg Rosenthal wasn't here? I mean, I don't know. Maybe
we've
he
been here every day.
I haven't seen him, and I do know what he looks like.
Yeah. Okay, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't either, but yeah. I just assume.
He looks about the same age as Mikey Vandalism over here.
Okay.
All those Pro Football Talk guys are the same. They just pop off and say whatever they think.
Will you stop?
No basis in fact.
Part two of the Hall of Fame game. Remember the rules. By the end of their respective careers, will they be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And you can't say maybe to anyone like you Jags did last week. Philip Rivers, yes or no?
No.
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 London Fletcher?
No.
No. No.
Chad Johnson?
No.
No.
You can't say maybe.
I wasn't going to say maybe. No.
Devin Hester.
Devin Hester?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Now I'm the Punani.
Special guy.
I'm going to say yes.
Shane Leckler.
No.
No. Is there any punters in? Ray Guy?
Ray one.
No. I don't even think Ray Guy.
No punters?
No.
Then no.
Nnamdi Asamoah. Ray Guy isn't in the Hall of Fame?
No, not yet.
I don't know. I act.
Asamoah.
No.
No.
Jared Allen.
No.
Jeff Saturday.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
he will.
I'm going
to say no.
I say no, too. James Harrison.
No.
No. And
everybody hates him. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Haloti Ngata.
Nago.
I'll say yes on him.
I'm going to say...
I think he's going to have a rebirth.
No.
Me, too. All right, yeah, let's probably go to the Ace Ticket Hotline Hall of Fame quickly. Is get off that Olivier's seat. In Virginia. Hey, what's going on, Olivier?
Good job, Olivier.
Hey, guys, how have you been?
Hey, very man, good. How are you?
Good, good, thanks.
Good, good. Thanks, Adam.
A few comments. You know, with all the signings that we've done during the off season and the fact that training camp just started, do you guys think that we have a better defense, or we just hope we have a better defense?
You just hope you have a better defense.
It looks better.
About the middle of October.
On paper, it looks better, but we don't know.
Does it? Because I think on paper it looks worse.
Really?
You eliminated 20 sacks and a Pro Bowler. How did you replace those?
Yeah, but you weren't talking about either of those guys when the season started.
No, I was talking about the – I thought I assessed people at the end of the year. I thought I learned that from you. Yeah. I thought I assessed things at the end of the year. And at the end of last year, you had two guys who had 10 sacks, and one of them was a Pro Bowler.
I think you improved the secondary, and I think you've improved linebacker, and that's going to
make the
difference.
Gregory is great, yeah.
Did I say that? Well, where did he improve? Only the secondary. I said him and Will Allen.
Oh, so Will Allen now we're counting.
I think if Rozai Dowling stays healthy, that's an improvement.
Yeah, he was here last year.
I don't think McCourty can get worse.
Two games.
He didn't play last
year.
That's
such a jerk.
No, he didn't ask if they aren't going to get worse. Are they better? And you said yes on paper, and that's ridiculous.
On paper, but you don't think they are on
paper.
Wait a minute. Can I pump the brakes? You let Fred fight his own fights.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's your answer. You don't think they're better.
If they sign Andre Carter immediately, now, yes, they're better on paper.
Okay, but if they
Hinges
don't.
On one guy.
If they don't and they prove they are better, what are you going to attribute that to?
Young rookies making plays. But I can't just assume that Chandler Jones is going to be better than Andre Carter. I'm sorry, I can't.
But a combination of all the things they've added, does that make the defense better?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, it's fine. That's your opinion.
A lot of moving parts there. I'm also concerned about roles. Like, I think Rob Ninkovich was competitive as a linebacker. He's now your starting defensive end. I'm not sure that makes you better. I think it makes you worse.
That's a big question, is how is he going to use these guys, and in what way? Because it's such a departure from what we've been used to with this defense. So that's an uncertainty. We don't, like you said, Ninkovich is a perfect example. He doesn't seem to fit right now as a defensive end. He's not a defensive end.
No, he's more of an outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a backup. He's more of a backup wherever he is.
Olivier,
It looks like we're doing the same thing as last year, where we're going to have all the pressure on the offense because we added a bunch of new weapons for Brady, and he's going to have the pressure of producing if the defense can't make any stops. That's what worries me. I think people get excited because we got on paper, you know, a brand new offense because we did a few first draft picks, but I'm not really sure that it's going to actually solve the problem that we had last year to be successful in the Super Bowl run.
Well, but the good news is the offense, I think we all agree, is going to be better. Maybe not markedly, as Paul says, but that'll take a little pressure off Brady because he has more options for that unit to be better.
Agreed.
So,
hey, before we hang up, I subscribe to PFW on Sunday.
Thank you. 1-800-494-PASS.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
About October, you should get your first issue.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to get into. I'm trying to log in into the iPad app and also into PFW in progress, and it doesn't work. So I'm not really sure. You know, I sent an email to Carol.
She won't get back to
you. I haven't heard anything back, so I'm trying to use the app.
She'll get back to you really soon. She's very busy because of all the new orders through camp. PFWonline.com and the app. Have you got your first issue yet in the mail?
No, I haven't.
Okay, on that we'll have your ID number that you're going to use.
And she can give it to you.
We have to wait to get it physically.
No, you won't have to. She can look it up for
you. She'll give it to you when she calls you, and you'll use that to log into both.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Send her another email, and in the subject line said, Fred told me to email you.
Or you're fired.
And by the way, the iPad app looks great. Fantastic. I have to congratulate you on the content and also on the ease of use.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Good talking to you. Party like a Viking. See you.
All right. Party like a Viking?
That's a good one.
I like that ease of use.
That's a new one. Ease of use.
I like that.
Don't hear that too much.
No. I've never heard it through our website.
Terry is in D.C. He went to Sunday's practice, and he has his own little analysis. It's always good to hear what the fans have to say. Yeah?
I think the defense has improved on paper.
Thanks, Paul.
And I'm wearing my shirt, too.
Looking for approval from Dan.
Terry says, everything was really well organized at practice, well staffed from the moment we got there. Tons of people were directing traffic, helping at the fan zone and at practice. Gronk didn't look so great. Not sure if he was featured less than usual, but he had a couple drops. The passes to him weren't so great either. Looked like Brady was a bit out of sync with him forcing it in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The one on the goal line was right in his chest.
No, that was behind him.
No, it was behind him. Back hip.
It was a little bit behind.
Oh, was it?
Back yeah. Here
and back
hip.
And a lot of zip.
But still,
oh,
still catchable.
Well, catchable.
Still catchable. A bad drop, but I agree with Andy and Eric.
And the one in the middle of the field was off his hands, and that was intercepted.
If it were Daniel Fells or Schianco, I don't think we would have reacted as shocked because we expect Gronk, if it's in his catch radius, to catch it.
Yeah. He just had a bad day.
And he had a bad day. However, Brady looked great with pretty much everyone else, and I was very intrigued by his work with Lloyd. They hooked up on some bombs where Brady hit him in stride, already feeling better about this 85 than the last one. Way too early to say, but it feels like the offense has improved since last year. The running backs look good, too. Mallett fumbled a snap and immediately took his penalty lap without the coaches even saying a word. Seemed like he had taken his share of penalty laps already and knew what to do. Patrick Chung, not Eugene, got into a scuffle with Edelman on a drill, got into each other's face masks, were talking some trash. Looked like Chung was forced to take a timeout after it was over to cool off. I like the fire in Chung. He reminds me of a Rodney Harrison, but without the consistency or the big plays. Do these flare-ups generally blow over right away, or have you seen examples over the years of it leading to lasting tension between teammates? No, they blow over.
I wouldn't know if it lasts, but I have never seen any evidence of it.
Yeah, not visually. There might be
and
guys
we
that
see
in the
them
locker
every
room
year.
Yeah. Still hate each other.
Last year's locker room was one of the tightest I could remember.
There'll be at least five more of those during the course of the next week and a half.
They get diffused very quickly, though. After the running back linebacker pass rush thing, which was pretty violent, pretty physical, they all got together and were hugging, slapping on each other's butts. Like, I was really impressed with that.
Lastly, I was able to say a quick hello to Fred in the media tent, which was nice. I work on U.S. foreign policy here in D.C. and have lived abroad a lot over the past 10 years. PFW in Progress has been a fantastic way to stay connected with the team and a part of U.S. culture while overseas.
Who is this?
Terry from D.C.
U.S. foreign policy.
That's my concentration in history.
He just
studying.
Chimes in every
out of nowhere.
Well, maybe someday you'll be able to say hello to me in the meeting.
So his job is to sort of, you know, keep the peace.
Was Terry a girl or a boy?
Are we hurting in that regard? You know, foreign
policy.
You know, like, he wants to make sure everybody's, you know, happy. You know, are we hurting that cause?
Probably.
Are we doing?
You mean this show?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Are we damaging? potentially damaging foreign policy.
Oh, we insult a different country every day.
That's my point.
Yeah. We insult everybody.
Yeah. So.
Just kidding.
But no one gets more insulted than us. So. Right.
No one gets insulted more than us.
Not no one gets insulted more than us.
No, no one gets more insulted than us means.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Holy we crap, get we're insulted.
I know.
We're insulted more often than everybody else.
Right.
I don't know. It's a little bit of a bizarre thing.
Food, right. By the way.
It's an obscure ruling,
maybe
but
Kevin
very important in this case.
And left guy in tie.
No food, though.
Yeah.
I thought when he was gone all that time, he was getting the food.
He had to get guy in tie.
Is this the guy that tells us we've been laid off?
No, he's smiling, has dimples. He doesn't seem like
if
that
that's going to happen,
no, he's smiling because he knows I'm going to let you guys off.
And after lunch, though.
He's not really playing along anymore.
I wouldn't either. He's probably like an intern or an interviewee.
Patrick's in Wisconsin.
Come to find out he's like the president of Sirius.
There are two things I'm worried about in the next few years. One is Brady's retirement. The season after that will not be an easy season.
Good call.
And two, the age of wide receivers. I don't see any of the starting receivers still being productive by the time Brady retires. Do any of the young receivers look like projects we can hold on to and develop into a starter in the next few years? Looking good in round two for CSNNE. Hey, Paul, Andy has a higher vote percentage than you right now. Does that sting a little bit?
Not at all. Very happy for Andy.
Well, let's get an updated tally here.
Well, it should be. Is it past
Andy
noon?
Is 91.9, so you
closed.
Lost a point.
It's closed. 91.90.
I've been bouncing between 91 and 92.
And Paul, 79.21.
So you gained one.
Yep.
And, good. That and that's final. Close, too.
That is final.
So, keep the votes
that
coming.
Is final?
That's
yeah,
final?
They're closed.
Is the next round open?
So,
well, no, not yet.
Not yet.
It just says closed.
The voting closed.
Who
so
won,
it's Paul versus Felger.
Felger.
Nice.
And then
Andy
it's
Andy and Tangwa.
I think so.
Yeah.
We are going to take down the two. You would say that they're the top people at CSNNE?
Oh, God, yeah.
They're the hosts of the show that they're talking
about. And they've
about.
Been there
it's the 5,000th show
for a long
you're
time.
You're in one of the commercials, by the way, I saw last night.
Well, I should be with those kinds of votes.
They have some different clips from various shows. They just show, like, show number 4,182, and you're sitting there, and nice. Tangway says something to you,
You go, certainly, or something like that.
Oh, that'd be great if you guys take down their hosts.
They won't let us.
Yeah.
I think this round's going to be fixed.
This is where I think it ends.
I think our fans have to make it so that they have no choice.
How can they do that? It's all behind the scenes.
No, but
it's fixed, you goof.
I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to do it.
I hope so.
It's going to be funny.
It's definitely going to be funny. I hope they expect to like have the finalists on like the 5,000 show with like balloons and it's just me and Paul.
And Andy and I were already getting booked for next week, so we were talking about it today. They asked us to be on the same days, so I don't know if that's going to mean that we're going to end up being on the same show. But I suggested that maybe we go in with shirts, People's Champion. You know,
right.
We just walk onto the set with our arms raised right. over our head.
People have spoken.
We should get some fake trophies, and you just walk on with the trophy under your arm.
Oh, I want a real trophy.
All right, food's here. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone.
Obedience school. Set. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made Nationals. Great. Where are Nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of that
really,
game?
Really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery. Remember
but they
that?
Take that field out, you know.
In trays,
but
they do.
But it stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
I really am. I can't help it.
I thought it too.
No, you got to make it.
But you didn't laugh out loud.
Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts.
Jesus.
Well, the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, web radio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. The gang's all here today. Eric, Andy, Paul, Darren the intern, Mikey Vandalism from Connecticut stopped by, bought us lunch. Thank you very much, Mike.
Premium lunch order.
Thanks, Mike. We're enjoying now. Kevin's in the booth. And
I found out that Mikey Vandalism's friend Joe is also a listener of the show.
Oh, good.
Occasional.
And guy with the ties here. So we don't know who.
Tie guy.
Yes, Kevin.
We can't hear you.
You got to put your mic on, Kevin.
Should know how to work those.
He's looking around.
He doesn't know how.
It's actually your job to know how to work those.
Now go home and get your shine box.
No. We can't hear you, Kevin. Doesn't work.
How about now?
Yay!
I got an idea to let you cut your food up a little more. Yeah. We did get an MP3 email.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
I listened to it. Is it too dirty to play, though?
Oh, it's all your stuff. It's all PFW in Progress cut up.
Taken out of context.
Yes.
All right, well, let's hear it. Who sent it in?
It's from Juve.
It's very juvenile.
Juvenile sent it in?
It's juvenile from Juvenile. Here we go.
Okay.
And
it's expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. At 4:30 this morning.
So I generally think alcohol and porn.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Everybody's ass is mine now.
I need to see you.
That's what I like.
I think it would be great.
But will there be like helmets?
Sure. Yeah. You know, you're really exposed, and you have a full headache.
So sniff it.
Okay. And there will be guys at it.
And all these young guys. I like it.
Right? You can do all kinds of stuff.
Or come early.
On all downs.
Oh, yeah. No matter how it comes out.
Really, it looks like it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go in?
Sure. Yeah.
And then others won't get in because he's already in. Previously, I had done that. We just finished up.
Oh, yeah.
If you really suck on the edge.
It's really hard. Here's where I get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. He's a guy who came on.
He's so unique.
Huge. Behind.
But you're a professional, Eric.
At least I know what I'm getting.
Hard word from a hard man.
Yeah. All right. That, not bad.
Well
that
done.
Was a little better than I thought it would be. Good job, Juvenile.
Seemed like it took a lot of work. There was a lot of edits there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of time. People put in...
No surprise that Andy was involved in most of the cuts.
They invest time with us, Andy. This is an investment, this
Maybe
show.
Juvenile it's should not, produce it's
not,
for you, us.
They're not just listeners. They're investors.
Bet you he could talk back and get it on the first try.
Jack writes in at Web Radio at Patriots...
I can't hear you.
What is it?
What? I'm sorry.
Oh, what is it?
Web Radio at Patriots.com. He says, last year I slowly began to feel that every single time the opposition threw the ball, no matter who the quarterback was, it would be either a completion or an interception. Basically, our defensive backs always seemed to get beaten by the wideout or the quarterback made a mistake. What I noticed most frequently was our cornerback's inability to stop the short comeback routes. I was wondering if you guys noticed the same thing and what exactly you would attribute this to. I was consistently frustrated with our lack of press coverage, but I'm sure there was a reason we didn't use it. I was hoping to hear your thoughts on this aspect in particular. I mean, they played conservative. I mean, they didn't...
Because I think they had trouble with guys getting by them.
Right.
When you're worried about that, it ruins everything else, because when the guy stops and runs a comeback, well, now you've given him a 5-yard cushion because you're still running downfield. It was all just kind of snowballing.
And I think part of that was all the troubles they had with safeties. You know, their safety play wasn't very good last year. And... certainly the injuries that they had at the position really affected things. So when you're afraid of letting guys run by you, as Andy said, it's a bad combination.
Mark from Canada writes in, loving the coverage of training camp. I'm not really concerned about I propose a trade. How about we trade this new girl and get Lindsay Petruni back? If we need to sweeten the pot, they can take Eric or Kevin off of our hands.
I'd make that
Kevin, move. You're an a-hole. I saw Ted after you ruined it. Wasn't the same. I'm sure most Pats fans would also agree with trading a first-round pick. What do you think? Well, I mean, we all love Lindsay, but I think Jackie UK is doing a good job. And, I want to see what... now, what is so funny?
It's what you looked like as you were saying the sentence.
I want to see how she's going to develop. Because I don't understand. What is so funny?
Fred, it's like he hijacked the English language on you.
Right. No, I think...
You're defending Fred?
I see a lot of potential with Jackie UK. And I'm eager to see more.
Bigger and better things.
I just don't understand. You can't say anything without him, you know, getting the double entendre.
See how she handles the cold weather.
Tony writes in, one, does Stallworth make the team?
Yes.
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 Everybody says yes.
Sure.
He got quite a...
How many people in the wide receiver position
seven,
will they carry?
Seven if you count Slater.
Yeah, seven.
I agree.
Do you think Slater could be a surprise cut?
No.
No.
No? No?
Yes,
it would be a surprise if he were
cut. Yes, because I'd be really surprised if he were cut. So yes, but so would Brady.
And yeah, he won't be cut.
Okay, I think he could.
You
be
two have a knack for those. Well, so would Brady.
I think he
that
could
would be a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, those are the same.
I think he could be.
They're the same in that they're not. Different, Paul, or that they're not. That's the phrase.
Any chance the ligament surgery robs Gronkowski of a tenth or two off his 40 time? Worried because his speed at that size is part of what makes him so special.
I kind of joked that when he ran a crossing pattern the other day and Brady threw it about a yard ahead of him and they couldn't connect. And I said he would have been there before the ankle surgery. So, you know, no, I don't think so, but there's always a possibility.
Yeah, no, I think there's a possibility.
So do you think a tenth or two off his time makes that big a difference for him?
Yes, I think it would. I think he could still be effective. I think he would have to learn to play a little differently, but it would definitely affect him. I don't, because part of the amazement is, at 6'6", 270, he turns the corner, runs people over, and then runs. I mean, he had a lot of big plays.
Runs away
last year
from people at times.
Now you just become the guy who's big, and he can fend people off, but he catches it and goes down. There's a big difference between all-pro greatest ever and good tight end.
I tell you what, though, I'd be surprised if that does happen.
I'd be surprised if it happens so early in his career, like not, you know, right away now. I mean, I think that's going to happen at some point.
Hey, don't be negative. Don't be negative now.
But the comparison, and I know that it's not a perfect one because of the level of play, but Ben Coates, the first 3 or 4 years of his career, ran away from a lot of guys. And then toward the end of his career was that guy you jammed it into in triple coverage because he was strong.
That'll
enough.
Be in next week's cut up. That he'll be that guy you jam it into.
He was also toward the end of his career a guy who got flagged for offensive pass interference more often.
Right. Well, because there's less separation. So, now you have to be physical to get
cause
separation.
And effect. Right. Definite cause and effect.
And it didn't help that Drew was leading him into defenders and not away from him.
Would you
all the
shut
time.
Up? He just my point being that he was still a guy who could catch a lot of passes because he was so strong. Gronk, I think, will always be able to do that. He's never going to be thoroughly ineffective because he can't run as well.
And Tony has a final question. He says, can apparent improvement in the front seven make up for or mask apparent lack of improvement in the secondary?
Sure.
Yeah, if the improvement is...
But it has to be pretty drastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Ken in North Carolina is on the line. Hey, Ken.
Hey, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Not bad. Want to let you guys know... I went to CS
Max Headroom.
And you know, in the world of politics, I voted early and often.
Yes.
And I will continue to do so. I hope you guys come out on top.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Kay. Are you calling from the bottom of a swimming pool?
Pardon?
Are you calling from the bottom of a swimming pool?
No, but we do not have a great connection here.
No.
Are you using a magic jack?
No. I'm using...
Skype?
What is it?
VoIP?
Will you shut up?
Hardline.
Telephone?
A phone.
Well, what?
Tin can on the screen?
Ken, why don't you call back and maybe you can get a better connection? Kevin, if Ken...
We'll hold one line for you.
Right. If Ken wants to call back, he can. That was kind of a annoying connection, so sorry about that. Ken? Let's see. Josh says, long-time listener, first-time emailer, love the show, listen to it whenever it's on. I was wondering if Lloyd excels during the regular season. Would New England, he's T.E. Welker for a pick. I guess he means trade Welker for a pick if they can under the tag, and what would they get? I wonder if Brady would be fine with Gronk, Hernandez, Lloyd, and Gaffney. Maybe throw Mallett in too if his preseason isn't too terrible. Okay, so I don't really know what Josh is saying. If Welker, if Lloyd excels, does that make Welker expendable? Well, they're really two different positions.
Right,
almost.
And a lot of that is just going to be flat out, do they think Welker is expendable? Do they think they can sign him? And if they can't, then yes, they'll probably try to flip him for a pick. But I'm with you, Fred. I'm not sure it's all that related. I think Brady will be more fine with it now because he has Lloyd. Okay, he has the tight ends. He has more weapons. We talked about it. This isn't going to be when Branch left and he was left with nobody and they're signing Jags off the street. The cupboard will not be bare if Welker is not here next year. The cupboard will actually be pretty well stocked.
Right. Mark from Canada says, loving the coverage of camp, not really concerned. Oh, I already read that. He emailed twice.
Who are you talking to? You choose what you read.
Let's see. Ken's Good back. Let's see if his connection's any better.
Ken.
Hey, can you hear me better?
A little bit.
Keep talking. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, you guys got many votes from me. The other thing is, you know, one thing both you guys have pointed out and ESPN watching some of their things, they're talking about how the defense has been able to overcome the offense, which everybody was concerned about because of the O-line, which I am not. However, this tells me that we're going to have a decent defense this year.
I'm not sure
I'm not following
where we're going.
How did the defense overcome the offense?
Well, on a number of plays, well, on a number of things in the practice with pads that the Hightower and a number of other people.
Yeah, there have been some plays that the defense has made, but I think in the four practices, the offense has made far more plays.
I mean,
I would argue that Brady and Lloyd, just what they've done, has beaten the defense.
I mean, if you want to go by training camp, there were practices last year where the defense absolutely dominated.
Oh, especially early, coming out of the lockout, remember?
Yeah, in the first preseason game last year.
Right, so you can't tell, Ken. I mean, there is no way that this defense is going to be better than the offense is.
Yeah, and I know Ken is relying on people's reports and stuff because he hasn't been here. He's in North Carolina. But I don't think the defense has had its way with the offense for any stretch of time at any point during the four practices that we've seen.
No.
There have been some individual plays.
Yeah.
Like Eric talked about Chandler Jones flashing and making a play here or there and some other guys. But for the most part, it's been pitch and catch for the offense. I mean, all of the guys. I mean, even when Hoyer and Mallett have been out there, the problem has been when they have enough time to throw. That's been the one thing, and that's why everybody's talking about the offensive line. But no one's mentioning it in that analysis that at least three guys that are starters haven't been out there.
Right.
You know, right. Mankins and Vollmer are on PUP. Brian Waters isn't even here.
Right.
No one's really including that in their concern about the offensive line. That's a big difference.
Yeah, but Paul, you're right.
But coverage-wise, the receivers have been
catch at times. It really does. So
especially to Hernandez and Lloyd, I think have both been virtually uncoverable.
There's no way that the defense can catch up to the offense.
I thought
this
even
year.
During the goal line drill that we saw on, was it Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
Even with the second and third groups out there, I thought Mallett threw a really nice touch pass to Tyler Urban. In the back of the end, this was like subs on both sides.
Right.
Brandon Bolden, I thought, barreled his way off tackle on one of those plays. Yeah. So I'm not sure that I would agree with the defense. The defense has made some individual plays that have been cause for, I think, excitement. But overall, the offense to me is dominating.
I'd argue they did that last year all year. They had individual plays in every game where you could have said, woohoo! Trouble is, there were 75 plays that went the other way.
I agree.
Andrew's in the Ukraine. He says, I have one roster thought and two camp questions. It seems that a lot of people see the complete wide receiver retread trio making the team. There's no way Belichick will enter the season with fewer than two wide receivers who are 26 or under, which means at least one of Branch, Gaffney, and Stallworth are going to get cut. I think Stallworth is the odd man out.
Wait. How are those two things related?
He's saying that he's not going to keep them all because he's not going to have all his wide receivers be 30 and over.
Too old.
But But
if you cut Stallworth, it won't be for a young receiver.
Yeah,
we,
I want to know
the young receivers.
And who is this that's emailing?
Andrew in the Ukraine.
I want Andrew. I hope he's listening. He's probably not. He's probably a podcast guy. But I'd like to hear.
Time is it in the Ukraine?
Who are the guys under 26 that are candidates to make the team?
Jeremy Ebert.
That's it.
Who hasn't even put on pads?
Your guy can't catch Britt is 26.
He hasn't been impressive.
And he's old, I believe. I believe he's 26.
He's not a kid. I don't think they have guys on the roster that fit that description. Jeremy Ebert is really the only one.
I didn't even intend for that to rhyme with SH.
No, I know what you meant.
But it's just true. Fred's not happy.
Do you disagree, Fred?
I know, I agree.
To try to take it away from Andy's
nonsense. Right.
Because I feel I don't think those guys are all locks. I'm just looking at the competition. I mean, I know that everybody is like enamored with the competition everywhere. I think what they've done is they now have five or six NFL receivers. They didn't have five or six NFL receivers last year.
Right.
But I don't think that there's hot really. I don't think there's really hot competition for these guys. I think that they're all going to make it because I don't see anybody else making it.
And even if there is competition, it's between two 30-somethings.
Yeah.
It's Stallworth and Branch or Gaffney
and
Branch.
And
by the way, Edelman's getting just as many reps as all these other guys, and he's looked pretty good.
And he's going to make it because he's the punt returner.
I know that.
He's going to make it, but I don't expect him to be a regular part of the offense.
Four catches on Andy. What is on your arm?
Poison oak.
Oh, my God. No, the other arm's way worse.
Yeah, poison
oak. Oh, my God.
That thing away. Yikes. Don't touch it. What? Is that contagious from skin to skin?
Stop touching it! No, once it bonds with the skin, it's not contagious.
Are you sure?
Yes. I looked it up.
How did you...
On Wikipedia?
About in your backyard?
I didn't like the... At the end of that.
I did not.
that's code for I don't believe a word of that.
Reminds me of that commercial.
That bad, is it?
I met my new boyfriend online. He's a French model. And the ugly guy. Wee.
He puts his arm around like, the last couple of days was much worse.
What were you doing in the woods?
Just clearing some land.
For the road you're putting in?
He makes it sound like George Bush when he used to go home to Texas and he used to clear
some land.
Are you sub-developing? Is that what you're doing back there?
Sub-developing, for some more grass. Andrew in the Ukraine says, perhaps it's too early to tell, but has Ridley been turning his back when he rushes, and how is his ball security?
I have not seen him turn
his
back.
I haven't seen him turn his back.
No. That would be a change, because he turned his back every game last year.
And he's been able to hold on to the
ball. Security so far so good.
And also, is Cunningham and Brace as impressive as Reese has reported?
No.
Haven't seen anything from Cunningham. Brace has flashed. Now, it might just be that this is the first time in training camp Brace has been on the field.
Right.
But I've seen him in the backfield on more than one occasion. I have not noticed Jermaine Cunningham at all. The one thing
that he looks about two times bigger than
I asked Fred this morning. I said, "Have you noticed Cunningham?" And he said, "He looks bigger to me." I said, "But have you noticed him on the field?" No. Yeah. And this is Fred. I mean, who finds something really positive to say about pretty much every player.
Right.
Did he add weight officially?
I don't know. I have to look at
that.
Sometimes it's like a three-ring circus out there.
There's a lot without the luxury
of looking at tape afterwards. You can't see everything. And admittedly, I focused on Gallery for like five or six plays.
Well, that's clear. Yeah. You have him in the Hall of Fame, according to Andy.
You based that on just five or six plays?
Yeah.
Now he's mad. But
you think I watched him on every play?
But no, I'm going to give you...
Literally, you just consecutively watched him on five plays and deemed him he kills everybody?
Throughout practice, yeah.
Oh, so you did watch him throughout practice?
Yeah.
Okay, not just... Okay.
No, you mean so one play here and then like later in practice you watched him another play?
Yeah, exactly.
So five plays still, but throughout practice.
Pretty much I focused
not five
on,
in a row.
Pretty much I focused on him.
It was a random sample.
Yeah. And he looked good every time.
If you will.
Technique-wise, he really is a stud.
Well, you know, he isn't. Because he was supposed to be.
He was supposed to be a tackle, and he ended up being a guard.
He is, and he's not a stud anything.
No, I think that coming in the way
he was a
done.
Jag cut by Seattle, who got off the scrap heap, his second scrap heap.
He was hurt last year, but...
Oh, there's always an excuse. He was in Oakland.
Let me tell you, if Robert Gallery had come into the league as a guard, he'd be a perennial Pro Bowler.
Why do you say something like that?
Because he came in as a tackle, and once he couldn't do that, he fell off everybody's map, and people didn't.
But what have you watched him play to say that he is Steve Hutchinson?
I can tell.
Because that's what you're saying.
I can tell. This guy, I've seen a lot of guards in my life.
Okay.
This guy makes it look easy.
Now, how does his technique compare to Jonathan Ogden's? Because you're a well-known expert in Jonathan Ogden's.
Ogden's outside. You know? Ogden's great, too.
Can I give you my media theory on Jermaine Cunningham?
Go ahead.
Sure.
He was one of the award winners, offseason award winners, and everybody is taking that, which is a very positive thing, especially for a guy who's entering, I think, a very important training camp, maybe a crossroads training camp for his career. But that's a good thing for him. What have we seen on the field in 4 days? One of those 4 days, I recall, him getting regular reps, you know, with Chandler Jones and, and Trevor Scott and Rob Ninkovich. He was sort of rotating in and out with those guys. I haven't seen a whole lot of him other than that one day.
I haven't either. And I'm more interested in the weight thing just because last year, theoretically last year, going back to the 4-3 is what he did in college. He should have played. He didn't. He was a non-factor.
New guy,
all
can you look
year.
Up what his weight is right now on the
and
on
then,
the roster?
It's 255 on the positional roster.
And then
6'3", 255.
He didn't have the off-season workouts. And I just wonder, is he now, they said, bulk up this off-season, you're an end, we're all 4-3, it'll help. And you're not even a pass rushing end, you're the left defensive end, which is generally the run defensive end. So I just, you know, I'd like to give him a shot to kind of slide into that role and be, he's going to be a disappointment because everybody thought he was going to be a pass rusher and all that. But if he can be a starting left defensive end, which I already have no faith in Rob Ninkovich as our starting left defensive end, and if Cunningham is ready to kind of fill that void, be a little bigger, a little stouter, he can still be successful. I haven't seen it. I'm just, this is all based on weight, scheme, theorization.
I mean, I've seen him take some reps, but I haven't seen him flash.
Speaking of flashing.
He was listed at, what did you say he was
255?
Listed at? Yeah, he was listed at 260 last year.
Joining us now, as promised.
I don't think she'll be flashing based on the look I just got.
Patriots.
Are you mad at us already?
Newest
you
I told you it gets awkward on this show. I warned you.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't have to, though, Eric.
It does.
Andy.
It had to because you started before the show even started.
Jack,
really
just
fast.
So you know, everything they've said, he's tried to twist my words.
I like
so.
Breasts.
But joining us right now
breasts.
Is Patriots Today's newest edition, Jackie Britton, also known as Jackie UK.
You're the only one who calls her that.
I like it, though. I think it's sticky. I like it. You don't like it?
It's a new one.
You've
it's
never really?
One before? No.
Wow, Fred,
no,
look at that. You're a trendsetter.
Jackie UK. It has like a music feel to it, like she's some like pop singer in the club tonight, Jackie UK.
Yeah, I've never had that one before. But you know what? I'll take it. I guess it's as good as I can get.
Sure. Well, you can probably get
that. From Mandy, I guess.
But anyway, how's it been going so far? You're up from Georgia.
Right.
You know, previously working in the
Atlanta
area.
I don't know what
area.
Gave it away, but.
Yeah.
y'all.
Covering pro football down there, and by that I mean high school football.
That's right.
Which
yeah.
is as big as, I've made the comparison, it's probably bigger than BC football up here.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of like the Hockomock League, Fred.
Right.
The first week, you know, I was kind of left on my own. Bilo kind of, you know, he had some other engagements he had to attend to, so I definitely hit the ground running, but it was a lot of fun because I had you guys next to me and supporting me, but yeah,
it'll
high
get
school,
easier. You carried Eric, so it won't be any more difficult than that.
No, we were a good team.
I thought
we were.
So.
Yeah,
you
we
know
really
football, and he stood next to you.
No, we were a good team.
He's cerebral.
But, I mean, high school football, though, it really is no joke. We have the number one recruit in the nation, Robert Kimdichie, who his school won the championship this year, state championship. And he's just now a senior committed to Clemson.
You were a little upset.
I was a little bummed out about that. You know, I mean, being in the South, you follow the SEC. I wanted to see him go. I mean, he was Bama good, LSU good. That's where I thought he'd go. But apparently, I think that the idea is that he's trying to take as many teammates as he can to Clemson,
really?
Maybe make Clemson good. Because he said that, and I don't know if that was maybe the smartest thing to come out and publicly.
Why didn't he want to stay in?
Look, if
and
he's
play
that
for
good,
Georgia.
It doesn't matter where he goes. He'll
or Clemson paid more.
See, and I don't know why. I mean, Georgia's kind of struggled the past couple of years.
Perfect time to resurrect it with the homegrown boy.
Yeah, and that's what I would have liked to see because I'm a Georgia fan. But, you know, I don't know. The only reason everyone thought he was going to go to Bama, and that's because his coach went to Bama, and I think his coach played at Bama. He wore Bama gear all the time. Everyone thought it was a done deal, he was going to Bama. I mean, but Georgia was in his top five. But anyway, it's just, it's religious down there. It's like going to a high school game on a Friday night. It's like going to church on Sunday, you know. It's just, it's part of the routine down there.
Well, you can see it's pretty exciting up here with the fans that you've seen show up at training camp so far. What's your first impressions of being here with the Patriots?
Well, the fans have been incredible. I mean, I cannot believe how many people have come out. And, I mean, I think this is the most that y'all have had, right?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, so
3 days in a row, right?
So it should be pretty shocking to everybody. But, I mean, the fans have been really cool. The accents, I'm getting used to those up here. Right. But
you won't get used to that.
Just don't adopt it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be talking like that.
I'm trying to kind of let mine rub off on y'all. So far, I've
got
Bob.
That won't happen
either. I've got one who's in on it. I've got one who's in on it. But
who's in
so
on
far,
it?
Bob.
Bob Doyle.
Oh, of course he is. He came back from England. And he had a whole govna. He goes through phases.
Yeah.
He'll lose it.
How's it working with no socks?
That's
no
Matt.
Socks.
Matt Smith.
That's Matt
He's
Smith.
Been wearing socks, though, so well,
she actually doesn't have socks on either. So.
Yeah, but these are, I mean, you're not supposed to wear socks.
Well, she's a lady.
She's a lady.
She's a lady.
You'll notice that
she's a lady on the street.
Darren wears no socks.
In the TV industry up here,
yes.
Like the men who are like on TV, when they wear slacks and shoes, they don't wear socks.
Yeah.
He makes it like a blanket statement.
I know. Matt Smith does that.
And Mike
you know,
Lynch
I,
did.
I can't
but that's
say
about
that's
it.
Something I've noticed yet, but I mean,
that's why we call him No Socks.
I probably, you know, wouldn't really pay too much attention to that unless he took them off.
Or his pants.
Oh, you're a foot
took
person?
Took his shoes off.
You're like
off.
Rex Ryan? You're into feet?
No.
Oh, you're not
no.
into
I'm
feet.
Just saying I wouldn't
now you're
notice
making the
unless, unless it, you know, start, unless.
Yeah, what do you
that.
Think of our intern's look? He's got shoes with no socks.
More importantly, what do you think of our intern?
You can't wear socks.
That's being a jackass.
He's a big, our intern's a big wide receiver out of Williams College.
He is. He's a star.
Really
50
is.
Catches, 13 yards per catch last
he
year.
He turned down Clemson to go to Williams.
One of our reporters actually said, are you the Darren Hartwell?
Yeah, that's accurate. That's a true story.
I swear to God.
Did you hear that? Were
yes,
you there that day?
I was there. That was
Hector.
Hector, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah, so
reporters.
He was a star among us.
Yeah. What do you think of the team so far? I know you've been mentioning Dante Hightower a lot. You've been following him.
Yes.
SEC guy.
I do love Dante Hightower. He, you know, I think there's a lot of hype around him, obviously, because he was the first round draft pick with Chandler Jones. But, I mean, after what I saw on Sunday, it was like, it just looks like he's ready to work,
yeah.
You know? And, I mean, there was that one hit that was like, in the blocking drills that ended up being like the highlight of
right.
that day. But, I mean, I watched it a couple of times. I'm not going to lie. It's good stuff. But I'd say right now, you know, he's my favorite. I've been saying that to everybody. So
are you SEC biased?
Yeah.
I might be a little SEC biased. I'm not going to deny that.
There's only about
but,
27
but I mean,
other guys in the roster out of the SEC.
Yeah.
How many, Darren? 17?
17.
Yeah. So, there,
17
so maybe
guys
not.
Out of that
Mayo,
conference.
Spike, the whole linebacker crew is.
Yeah, all three of them are
born
SEC
and bred
guys.
I mean, what can I say? They just know how to do it down there.
Yeah, the trouble is our defense stunk last year.
That's because there's
well,
no salary
hey,
cap in the SEC.
But that's what Dante Hightower's here
now,
for.
Now,
we'll see.
Tom Brady, you got a chance to see him live now.
Yes.
Is he everything that you thought he would be?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was as classy as I expect him to be. And, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less, but it's always nice when you know, that kind of idea is, you know, it verifies your thoughts about somebody. You know, it's always like a bummer when you say you have like some celebrity you just mm-hmm. are a huge fan of and you run into them and they're a total jerk. You know, it just makes you, it just really bums you out. And he,
right.
But I didn't expect him to be anything less than a class act. And he was really, you know, really nice to the media, you know, talked to them like they were, you know, just
people.
Right. People. Exactly. And so, I mean, that was really, really cool. Actually getting to see him and be so close, you know, for the first time. That was that goes down in the books for me as one of the coolest things.
Now,
ever.
Have they talked to you at all at KSB, Kraft Sports Productions, mm-hmm. about going to any games? Will you go to any road games? Will you take any of those trips, do you think?
Or? They haven't mentioned that to me. I would really like to if I can, but that's not something that we've discussed yet.
Okay.
But
the season's around the corner, you know.
Yeah, I do know that.
Might want to do some planning.
Yeah.
Another subtle shot at no socks over there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's not something I thought about. But
London.
You
should try to get to the London trip.
As in the Olympics? Oh, when they go and play over
no,
at
as
London.
In the Patriots.
I forgot about that. I, you know.
Might be a good time to have two reporters do man on the street stuff, interviews.
That'd
you know,
be awesome.
Really
plus
double.
Your name is
have you guys
Jackie
ever been?
UK.
Right. I mean,
right.
They've
yeah,
got to
we
let me go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They went last year, didn't they?
2009,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you guys, any of y'all go?
Yep.
All of us. We all went.
We all did.
Well, I want to go.
Well, you got to have a reason. You got to have a reason to go. It's a working trip, so.
But don't you think if there was ever going to double up on reporters, that's the trip? You can do events.
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly, I think you could justify having two Patriots Today reporters there.
Yeah. Well, I just want
to decide on.
I want to welcome you to the team.
Thank you.
I like what I've seen so far. I think. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Don't worry. I know. I'm on your wavelength. Don't worry.
I think that. You know, a lot of times people come in here, and it's not easy to just jump right in, and you can see the lack of comfort. I sense that you're getting more comfortable every day.
Right, I am.
Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a choice, you know, so it's like,
nope, that's true.
It's either today or tomorrow.
That's right.
But, yeah.
No, you do. I said this earlier. You actually have a very, I don't know if it's comfort or whatever.
Presence.
You have a presence on camera that you don't seem to be flustered or jittery or whatever, and I think maybe
that's
just
good.
You've done enough of it.
That's good, because sometimes I really feel like a chicken with my head cut off, you know?
It's only been a week.
Sweat, you're all set, you know?
Yeah, but it's been fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. You know, I did some stuff with, I went to Georgia State in Atlanta, so my last semester there, I interned in the sports communications office, and I really think that that's where I kind of, that's when I got any on-camera experience, and I think that's where you know, it's best to learn it in college or as early as you can. And it was nice because I was the only one. It was, you know, me, a cameraman, and a sports info guy. So, like, if I messed up, I didn't feel too bad. But there was a day that they called me 10-take Jackie. I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I could not get it to save
my
life.
10-take Kirk. So.
You'll have those days. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
What are you going to be watching today? Anything specific?
I will keep my eye on Dante Hightower.
Yeah.
But,
all right, you're getting a little creepy. Hightower.
Listen, Mike Reese wrote a blog already, and he said he foreshadowed it. He's like, Dante Hightower is going to be one to watch today. You know, I haven't really paid too much attention to the backup quarterbacks.
You don't need to on this team.
You although Mallett, your SEC guy, the future.
Yeah.
I think Mallett had a nice day on Sunday, by the way. I thought he struggled earlier in camp, but I thought he did all right on Sunday.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah, so I haven't really paid too much attention to
deep thoughts
to them, so I thought maybe I'd check that out.
Okay.
But, you know, just because it's an area that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, so I don't know if that – I mean,
there
Paul,
could be a battle there.
Yeah, Eric and I talked about, you know, possible quarterback competition. But, I mean, let's just – I mean, God forbid, knock on wood.
Easy.
Let's just say – if something were to happen,
easy,
like 08,
you know, saying, I would. Yeah. I mean, I just want to see what's there.
Plan a vacation.
So,
did you get an extra month of vacation time?
So, I mean, I don't, you know.
Frank gets mad.
No, but that's just an area I haven't really paid too much attention to, because it's like, you know, Tom Brady's the man.
Right.
You want to be Tom Brady. I want to be Tom Brady. You think nothing's going to happen to him, but you just never know. So I'm just interested to see what's there is all.
All right. Jackie Britton, a.k.a. Jackie UK. The newest Patriots Today host alongside B-Lo.
It's not too bad.
By the way, we haven't asked, how's B-Lo doing? Is he okay?
He is. He's
okay to work with?
Yeah, he's doing, he seems to be in good spirits. So, yeah.
Well, you haven't really worked with him, right? Wasn't he gone?
He was gone.
3 days.
But seeing as how he kind of had an eventful weekend, you know.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
A lot going on. You know, he's B-Lo. He's ready to work. He's back on the grind.
Yep. Your predecessor hated him.
That's not
hot dogs
true.
And sausages.
Really?
He hated her.
No, they hated her.
No, that's accurate.
I hear they
that
just had a brother-sister relationship.
That's hated
that's
each
true.
Other.
I don't know
that
if
brother and sister hated each other.
I don't know
other,
if you have any brothers and sisters, but I love my sister.
Yeah, I've got three
there was a lot
other
of hate
sisters.
There.
But
total bobblehead.
Four girls.
Your poor father.
Older or younger?
That's the next line everyone says. They're all younger than me.
All younger.
Yeah, but when we were younger, we...
Did he just, like, order Pepto-Bismol by the case?
Stop it, Fred.
Eric likes young.
Wait a minute.
You know what? I'm going to have your back on the show.
Yeah, I think
that's usually how it works out. But, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but you can't be more than 24. So her younger sisters are illegal.
Young enough to be his kids.
Yeah.
Got one of them at Georgia, making the family proud. I mean, my mom's whole side of the family went to Georgia.
You know, Andy, it's all about the SEC with Jackie.
Yeah, I'm just...
Georgia State, which is in what? The CAA, which is...
Well, actually,
you're the SEC of the 1AA level, as you know. Even though Georgia State is no longer in the
CAA. Aren't they Division One now? We've always been
Division One, but we're in the Sun Belt now.
Yeah, they moved. Their football is not CAA, but the school was.
Yeah.
Never mind. I just wanted to make my little CAA.
You just wanted to drag the conversation down.
Suddenly, all of a sudden, we had to get all factual and when dealing with low-level athletics.
Low-level athletics.
We've already discussed this. When Jackie came and had her audition... We talked about the CAA and Bill Curry and
That's my man. That is
Bill
my
Curry
man
is
right
one
there.
Of the greatest guys ever. The
hands
coach of
down.
Georgia State.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wouldn't know. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jack.
You might want to get to know a guy who, I don't
you're
know.
You're welcome to stay if you want, but you're
borderline
probably,
Hall of Fame center
prep for
the Packers
or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to head up to the press conference, I think.
Right.
So.
Right.
Bill I'll Belichick. See y'all up there, right?
How do you like Bill Belichick?
Unfortunately.
He's everything, you know, you guys said.
It is what
very
it is.
Serious, straightforward,
yeah.
Says it like it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, kind of like
have
it.
Have you asked a question yet?
No. I'm gonna have to prepare a couple nights, maybe lose
So you and Eric have something in common.
Yeah, I intend
Eric doesn't
ask
questions either.
I'm going to have to prepare myself.
But that'll
for that
be your
one.
Next leap.
Eric's
well, waiting that first
yep.
question.
Yeah.
When was the last time B-Lo asked a question?
Yeah, he really
very rarely in press conferences.
Yeah, that's a hard one though.
Well, he asked a question a couple years ago. He hasn't finished yet. He's still asking. He
I
tends
mean,
to go on and on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really interesting point.
He always Thanks, takes yeah. a long road to grandma's house.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Thanks, Jackie, for stopping by. Don't be a stranger. Stop by anytime you
open
want.
Open invitation.
I'm going to stop by so
open
much you're
invitation.
Gonna kick me out.
And we will be watching you later today on patriots.com
wow,
on
that's really
Patriots
creepy.
Today.
Sounds good, guys. Right. I'll see y'all later.
I'll be watching you.
See ya.
I can't Jackie see Britton. You. Let's get back to the emails at webradio@patriots.com. Owen writes in. I've read a few training camp reports from the last couple of days, and some writers are suggesting that McCourty has been underwhelming so far and has carried his poor form from last season into preseason for the 2012-13 year. If this is indeed the case, a couple of questions spring to mind. Can you suggest a reason as to why a player who looked like he was going to be a 10-year starter and perennial Pro Bowler for the Patriots in 2010 has such a dramatic drop in form? And can you guys recall any player in the NFL who made it to the Pro Bowl in his rookie season and then had such a dip? It's a good question.
That's a good question.
Pro Bowler, rookie season, and then sophomore slump.
There are guys
probably
like
some
that.
Running backs
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but
I would think a running back would be more of a candidate for that.
A running back or a pass rusher is probably the most likely candidates.
Did Mark Anderson go to the Pro Bowl when he was a rookie? Didn't he have a great rookie year with Chicago?
Yeah.
12.
But I don't think
he have 12
wasn't
sacks.
A Pro Bowl year, though, was it?
No. Bledsoe? No.
You're just getting Paul upset.
And no one has an explanation.
Four-time
for
Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Now he's like a one-year
I mean,
wonder.
I know Josh Boyer said, you know, we saw some technique things, but I don't think anyone really has an explanation for
no.
it.
No.
That's what makes it so.
I mean, it could be that his first year was a lot of luck involved.
That's not a good answer.
No, it isn't.
But. That's the fear.
Right, that's
I
the
think
fear.
Fred hits the biggest fear for any Patriots yeah. fan. That's the one, is that it was kind of a fluke.
Yeah,
his success was a fluke.
But I find even stranger than just the flat-out production is the overall situation. His reputation, being a captain in year two. So, like, is he not even a candidate to be a captain this year because he sucked so bad last year? Or
Well, I mean, it could be that if he's not, it just look. Devin, just focus on playing. Don't worry about being a captain and what that means. Just you take care of you.
Like, I kind of find that whole thing fascinating beyond just the playing.
I actually thought he handled being a captain very well
sure.
off the field. I don't know how much of it affected him on
too.
The field.
I think he did, too. The guy's a great guy. There's no
That's
doubt.
The
yeah.
problem.
Right.
Everything is right with him except the production.
I know. Owen also says, P.S., I saw a photo of Andy Hart for the first time last week. Jesus Christ, his head is huge. but I'll give him this much. He is funny. Even though his humor seems
Looking.
To be based almost entirely on mother jokes.
Whoa. I haven't told him. Well, the hog ones are there. But he
told him mother
I
jokes.
Haven't told him mother jokes since
the
first
last
hour.
Actually,
what's
everyone's
his name? Joe? Is that your name?
Yes.
He's got a little Aaron Hernandez look to him. Every time
little
I
bit.
Keep looking
well,
over
bit.
Aaron Hernandez is from Connecticut.
From one.
That's right.
What does that mean? They all look alike?
All those Connecticut people, they look alike.
Yeah, sure.
And made a much better decision by going to the SEC in Florida.
Nice
you probably can't hear Joe because he's not on. He's saying how he almost went to UConn, Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, not Joe.
No. And then wound up following Tebow to Florida, which Andy says was probably a better decision despite his pathological hatred for all things Tebow.
What
did you think of your guy taking his shirt off and running through the rain at the Jets practice?
Embarrassment. He is just an utter embarrassment. I think it's even worse that he continues to do all these interviews. As I tweeted yesterday, has he ever turned down an interview?
What do you keep looking weird?
The camera is
the robotic camera behind you is moving.
Now it's on Fred.
But, I mean, he just annoys me in everything he does. Everything he does. And he's like, oh, I didn't know you guys would be taping. Really? They've been taping you for two freaking years now. Whoa. You knew they were taping. Whoa. It's just like Tom Brady. Oh, I was kissing in the restaurant. I didn't know anybody watching. Everybody's watching. You know you're going to be taped. You know you are a public figure.
I'm kind of with you there. I didn't see any other guys taking their shirts off.
Randy, really?
What?
You're surprised that he's off? Really?
He's a Jet now?
I could never see this coming. Never would have figured out that he would jump off the Tebow bandwagon
and
when he became a Jet.
The whole, like...
Never would have figured that one out.
No, here's what I don't like about what he's doing right now is it is a tough situation. And if he really was a team player, he would be as low profile as possible.
He'd be deferring as much as he could.
Coming around to my way of thinking.
Well, he'd be deferring as much as he possibly could.
Is about one and one thing only, Tim Tebow.
See, I agree with Andy on this, and I think... Off the field, I don't. Andy thinks he's a fraud in everything he's ever done.
No, I don't think he's a fraud.
Off the field, I don't think that he's a fraud.
No.
But as a football player, I think there's a lot of fake facade stuff with him.
He's a fraud.
And I think that's one of them. Okay, you get traded and you go there, and they're all clamoring for you. Okay, you do the press conference. I have no problem. I know we got a lot of heat for it. I have no problem with that. But now, exactly the way you said it.
Live on SportsCenter.
They did the same thing with the Broncos. Late last week, and they're 24/7 right now on the Jets. He knows this, so don't run across
here?
The field in the rain with no shirt on and say, "I had no idea you were going to be taping."
Right.
Don't go on set. They want you on set. You say, "You know what?
Yeah,
thanks, but I'm going to.
If it's
I'm going to decline."
Right.
And it is his choice. No one makes him.
Well, there might be times where they do.
No. If you were true, like the way you put it, if you were truly a team player,
right.
and worried about what was best for Mark Sanchez,
yep,
you would be turning down at least some of this stuff.
Right. So I have to say that
he's on Tim Tebow's team.
Well,
team
Fred
Tebow,
could have a point though. The PR department may want to generate.
And if he was a team player, he'd be saying no.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very simple two-letter word.
Maybe he thinks he is being a team player by doing what the team tells him to do.
Yeah, Team Tebow.
No.
He's all for Tim Tebow. He's one person. It's not JC. It's TT.
Ramon in Dallas says, great show as always.
What has he ever done?
Nothing. It's the fraud of him. I talked to Spencer Larson this week.
Yeah.
He went on a two-year mission to Chile to, you know, spread the word of Jesus or whoever the Mormon person is or however Mormons work. I don't know about Mormons.
I think it's
a guy named
Bob,
he manages to thoroughly insult so many amount of time.
He's doing all this great stuff. I don't see him pretending he's holier than thou. He's just a fullback, just like Tim Tebow. They're just fullbacks who spread religion. That's all they are. They're the same. Spencer Larson, Tim Tebow, same.
Spencer Larson won two Heisman trophies.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, then they're not the same.
They are the same in that they're not
Tebow
the same.
Tebow didn't win two.
Two national titles is what I
Ramon wants us to clarify something or address it. Back in 07, I think, because Rodney was still there, I recall hearing Brady say in a quick in or after game interview or practice interview.
In-game? I don't think it was an in-game interview.
It was a practice.
Sure.
That the defense beats the offense more often than not when they go head-to-head. Was that the case? If so, could we really say the 07 defense was not any good? Was our offense really as good as we thought it was? Maybe Brady was just being polite, but if he wasn't, have your opinion of our offense and defense back then changed? Also, does the offense and defense still go head-to-head? Who wins? If you tell me it's the defense, I'm really scared for this team now. I may need to be more like Fred and just get on a winning team's wagon.
Like the Patriots.
Wow.
Wow, that's...
I don't... Because
the Patriots are still a winning team.
I don't recall Brady's comments in 07, and I don't know what happened during the course of the season, which I'm sure that's what Brady's referring to. In training camp that year, the following sentence encapsulates what happened every single day. Brady underneath to Welker, Brady long to Moss, no incompletions to be found. Do you remember that training camp? How many... times we just started saying, anybody have a play of the day that didn't involve Brady to Welker or Moss?
Until Moss pulled his hammy.
Until Moss pulled his hamstring, and then that was it.
Right.
I'll be doing this same thing for real in a couple weeks.
Can't judge
so maybe during the course of the season, that was true. The defense in practice was, but not in training camp.
And look, in training camp, even if when the defense does have the edge, a lot of that is knowledge of what's coming and things like that. You can't judge it. Look, from the 06 season on, this defense has been deteriorating, and it might have peaked last year. right?
Let's hope.
Bottomed out.
Yeah, I knew what he meant.
And peaked in terms
I hope
of,
it didn't peak last
right,
year.
Peaked in terms of
let's
being
hope.
Bad.
Yeah. And the 07, to me, the 07 team, is that it's interesting because that to me was the turning point. That to me was the end of that era with, you know, the Rodneys and Brewskis and those kinds of guys, Vrabel, Seymour. 08 kind of started the transition phase, and then you completely turned it over.
Right.
You know, really, there's none of those guys involved in this defense except for Wilfork. And you're trying to figure out, how do I get back to where I was in 04?
Right.
And he's still searching. You know, it's not like Andy doesn't even want to say it's better on paper.
Tyler in Georgia says, you guys keep talking about the noticeable accent of Jackie. As a fellow Georgian, it ain't an overly noticeable accent unless you need subtitles. Side note, as
like some of our callers,
as of recently, you are not a true Georgian unless you know what yickety or mammo is. Does the new girl? I don't know.
We'll have to ask her out of practice. Yickety?
Probably something
yickety
really
or mammo.
Yickety or mammo.
I'd like to stick my yickety in your mammo.
And by the way, when she's talking, you know, off camera, you hear the more of the accent. When she's on camera, she does her best to, you know.
She's a professional.
Yes, she's good. And that's probably not that easy.
Kind of like talking away from the microphone when you're on the radio.
And
that's probably not already. No, I think that's very easy.
That's very easy.
Brad also says, tell Jackie it's blasphemous to mention number 12 getting injured.
No,
we'll let her know that.
I shouldn't predict it.
I don't think she predicted it.
She did. She was prepping by, you know, focusing on the backup quarterbacks today.
She said, God forbid, knock on wood. Doesn't happen.
Erica from Mississippi, and
I know how you were at that moment, Eric, but
Erica spells her name with a K, by the
correctly
way.
Good. All girls spell it,
and
with a K.
She says, I really enjoyed training camp podcast with Eric. He's a great podcast host.
Oh, thank you.
I don't normally listen to your show because you guys are too negative. I follow the Book of Pete. Since he's not on, I have no other choice but listen to you guys for all things Patriots. I must say, you guys are not that bad, except for Andy.
Suck it.
Right. See, this is a smart girl. Spells her name right.
You must think that the national media is just a bunch of, like, really vindictive jerks if you think we're negative.
It's true.
We're Patriots Football Weekly. We find the positive in everything.
Ping Pong writes
except
in.
The defense.
He says, last week I was at my college preview. Around 11, I began listening to your show on my iPod. The kid sitting next to me asked me what I was listening to, and I replied, PFW in Progress. Lo and behold, he also listens
Yay!
To the show.
Second time this is happening on a college campus.
I was amazed, Fred. I'm sorry if I get the person wrong, but I almost chose University of Tampa for college, but University of Florida won in the end. Good choice.
Good
anyway,
call.
On to football. One thing I've noticed is that defenses are beginning or are getting smaller and quicker around the league. I attribute this to the pass-heavy offense. Do you foresee any team in the near future changing their offense to a run-heavy power offense? This would counter the small,
John
fast
Hanna
defensive
does.
Players that are much more common now. Is this realistic, or am I just full of hot air?
It's
Thanks
realistic.
For reading, and as always, keep up the great work.
I think it's possible. And, yeah, Hannah said it probably
four or five years ago.
The best way, run right out of her. And, I mean, Patriots bringing back fullbacks. Who
well,
knows?
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not seeing, like, I think right now you're seeing so not a disappearance of the running back, but I think their role has been severely diminished in pro football. I don't know if you're going to have – I mean, it might take a while for them to develop the big-time, like, Herschel Walker-type big-style tailbacks.
But maybe they'll keep the committee approach and meld that with a running style, so you have two or three big backs that are going to carry the load, give you more – you know, less injury concern.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, the one issue is going to be points. I mean – these offenses put up so many points.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a running team, a power running team, can you win that way? Can you keep the score close enough, play some defense, or
because
Brady goes down the field, you know, in four plays, it's a touchdown. Now I try to run, I punt. Now it's 14-0. Can I stick with my run game? So I think you're going to need a team, A, not only to do it, to decide they're going to do it, because I think somebody will, but B, they're going to have to win and show other people you can win this way by going old school, pounding the ball. I don't think it's going to happen much, and it might be a long time.
Yeah, I think it could be a long time because, I mean, remember when I was growing up, guys like Christian Okoye, Walker, even Terrell Davis was a big back. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't really tall, but he was a big back. And when you had a guy like a David Meggett who was
basically Kevin Falk size, you know, small, basically my height, maybe 200 pounds. But that was considered a novelty. You have a small running back, and that was such a, you know, oh, look at this small guy can make it in the league as a running back. Now it seems like most running backs who come out of college who playing in these spread offenses are smaller body types. You don't see as many really tall, you know, 6-plus, 250-pound tailbacks, mm-hmm. which unless, you know, this generation starts deciding, well, I don't want to play outside linebacker, I want to play running back,
right.
and you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, it's those positional trends, because the linemen have all gotten bigger, extreme, I mean, 350-pound yeah. linemen, but all the other positions, Eric's right, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends have gotten skinnier, smaller, more athletic, faster. Same thing on defense for the most part. Yep. They're all getting smaller, more athletic, except they try to find the big corner, whatever it is. But there's these trends. And, yeah, where do guys go in college? Where are they placed in college? How do they develop?
Right.
But it takes kind of a long time for those to
all right, transpire. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Bill Belichick is up next on Patriots.com Live, so check that out. We'll be out of practice at 1:30, training camp podcast later today, and we'll be back with the show on Thursday at 11. See you then.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.